Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Now think about it. For black men in the 40s and the 50s, the threat of violence, the constant humiliations, large and small, the uncertainty that you could support a family, the gnawing doubts born of a Jim Crow culture,
like you would
that
know.
Told you every day that somehow you are inferior.
Oh,
the
get off it.
The temptation to shrink from the world, to accept your place, to avoid risks, to be afraid, that temptation was necessarily strong.
Yeah, let's have Blue Monday, because that's unbelievable to me. Actually, stop Blue Monday. You just heard the low point of the presidency. How do you feel about President Obama peddling Jim Crow prejudice? The days of prejudice during Jim Crow were horrible. How do you feel about President Obama peddling the days of Jim Crow prejudice to a new generation of African-American college grads? It's a simple question. Did you hear what he just did? Here is a president wrapping himself in the horrible 40s when these laws were in place. He, of course, wasn't born. He, of course, never suffered a day in his life. He, of course, was raised by a white grandmother. He, of course, had everything handed to him on a silver platter. He, of course, went to a private high school. He, of course, went to Columbia. He, of course, had the skids greased for him. But he's suddenly in the same pain as the men of the 1940s. Play it again in case they missed it on the Savage Nation.
Now think about it. For black men in the 40s and the 50s, the threat of violence, the constant humiliations, large and small, the uncertainty that you could support a family, the gnawing doubts born of a Jim Crow culture that told you every day that somehow you were inferior, the temptation to shrink from the world, to accept your place, to avoid risks, to be afraid, that temptation was necessarily strong.
Oh, you should be embarrassed, but a man like you has no shame. That's an embarrassment, frankly. You know, I've met African-American guys in their 30s from time to time. I don't meet many people. And they say to me they don't like hearing any of this. They don't want to hear any of this race baiting from the Jesse Jacksons and such. Now they're hearing it from the president, now that he's in trouble. Terrible tornado, by the way, today rages through Oklahoma, kills a lot of people. And, of course, the media is all over it. Do you think that that's a national story in the same sense as the Boston Marathon bombings by two Muslims who slipped through the fingers of the FBI, the CIA, and the Department of Homeland Security? Well, some could argue it's not as big a story. Others would argue it is a bigger story, and others would not understand why it's a bigger story, the tornadoes, that is. That's because they're covering up for Obama's scandals. It's that simple. Here's another story for you. President Obama is coming back to the San Francisco Bay Area in a few weeks. He was here last week at a tech house, a home of a techie. When I say techie, I mean a billionaire or a multimillionaire made their fortune here by scamming the government, not paying taxes, by hiring workers from out of the country at a lower rate than American tech workers. The president's trip will include a 5 p.m. reception at the Palo Alto home of tech entrepreneurs Marcy and Mike McHugh of Flipboard. Obama will then travel to Portola Valley for a dinner and discussion at the home of venture capitalist Vinod Khosla and his wife Neeru, Senator Charles Schumer, the despicable, and Michael Bennett, de Colorado, are also expected to pilfer both events. As Democrat Socialist Party leaders continue to try to solicit money from the wealthy enclaves of Silicon Valley, your man of the people will be receiving $32,400 per person attending to be in his benign presence. So I have another question for you tonight in the Savage Nation. Why do you think extremely wealthy technical entrepreneurs love Obama and shower him with money? Do you have any idea why? I do. Because the so-called immigration reform bill includes little grifter elements in it that would let them flood America with workers from China, India, and places where they earn much less money so that they can be even richer. And I'll prove it to you. I'm going to open the lines up now, 855-400-7282, to tech workers in the United States of America to tell us what their hourly wage is and tell us what the hourly wage is of an average tech worker who will be brought in from India to these tech companies. In other words, it's more, isn't it? Are they going to get more than you or less than you? 855-400-7282. That's the phone number on the Savage Nation. Let's go back while you're calling me to the speech over this weekend at Morehouse College, which is a, I believe, exclusively, they call it predominantly African-American males. I don't know that it can still be exclusively a single race, but who knows in this day and age. So there he was wrapping himself in Jim Crow culture. And then he was then hammering them to go get a law degree and to go out and do something with the law degree. And that would, of course, not be practice the law, but use it to advance the socialist agenda in various and sundry parts of the speech. So let's now listen to clip three of the great president at Morehouse College.
In troubled neighborhoods all across this country, many of them heavily African-American, too few of our citizens have role models to guide them. Communities just a couple of miles from my house in Chicago, communities just a couple of miles from here, there are places where jobs are still too scarce and wages are still too low, where schools are underfunded and violence is pervasive. Where too many of our young men
stop
spend
it. I can't listen to the double talk. Oh, stop with the injured voice. Stop with the injured voice like you're suffering. Trying to steam these kids up like they're entering a racist society. It's unbelievable to me. You know, and I want to blow the lid off this lie about underfunded schools. And I'll prove it to you. I heard this garbage for the last 30 years that schools in, underprivileged communities are not funded well. That's such garbage. It is such garbage. I'm going to give you an example. Here in Marin County, California, the last I checked, that's a community north of the Golden Gate Bridge where benign stoned liberals live. It's sort of a retirement home for aging hippies who know nothing about the outside world. Just they walk around in oblivion, thinking that everything is fine. They know nothing about what occurs over the moat of the Golden Gate Bridge. The Golden Gate Bridge is sort of a moat to the real world. They scarcely ever see a person of color, and yet they love them. They scarcely see anyone but people who look like themselves, benign men with knock knees, white legs, in shorts, and yet they think that the world looks like them. They hate anybody who loves America. And so they were hoodwinked into believing that the schools in this county, which is said to be affluent, it's not really affluent, it's got tremendous pockets of poverty, incidentally. I believe they were getting about $7,000 to $8,000 a year per pupil, spending $7,000 to $8,000 a year per pupil in general, the last I checked, with all different costs worked in. And there's a predominantly African-American school district in Marin City near Sausalito. They were said to be underfunded, and so they raised the funding to around $12,000 or $13,000 per student, because they didn't want to be prejudiced. Well, the results were the same. In other words, the test results were the same no matter how much money they threw at the schools. So when you hear the lie that they're underfunded, it's a complete lie. It's a scam. It's another scam. How do you feel about the president putting out this propaganda and these lies? I'm sickened by it. I'm not just giving you like fake outrage, but for him to wrap himself in the black men of the 40s, the Jim Crow culture is a little, stretching it a little bit. It's embarrassing. And the fact of the matter is, I don't believe young black guys need to hear that or want to hear that, especially guys who've had the intelligence to go to college and stick with it, who come from middle-class families, who raised them the right way and taught them the value of hard work. And I think he does them an injustice. If you care to sound off on these topics, the Jim Crow laws, or again, why you think rich technical or tech entrepreneurs seem to love Obama and shower him with money, and you are a tech worker, and you care to blow the lid off how much you get an hour here and how much the immigrants that these greedy pigs in Silicon Valley want to bring in from the third world with the new immigration reform law, which I think is dead in the water, by the way. You can do so by calling the Savage Nation, 855-400-7282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I'm a huge fan and customer of Blinds.com, not just for their design of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes, but for their exemplary service, too. Look, the CEO asks every customer, is there anything we can do to improve? Here's what Doris said. I loved everything about my Blinds.com order. The fit, perfect. The product, A+. The delivery, speedy. The price, fantastic. And installation, an absolute dream. Even my husband, who can barely hold a screwdriver, loved helping me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Monica loves their sure fit guarantee. It takes all the pressure off measuring, because even if I mismeasure, they'll remake it for free. I'll be sharing more listener experiences with you in the future. Look, as always, you'll get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. And if you hurry, you can save up to 20% on their most popular wood and faux wood blinds. Only at Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Write it down. Blinds.com. Nowhere else. Blinds.com.
Please listen to the following urgent update about your right to keep and bear arms. We won round one in the Senate against Obama and Feinstein's unconstitutional gun legislation. And now Obama and the liberal gun grabbers have launched a phase two attack. You can help stop this attack by calling toll-free and recording your voice on our newly patented electronic voice petition delivery system. Feinstein and Obama have vowed to introduce new gun control legislation. It will create a national gun registry with the goal of confiscating each and every gun. They will try to sneak in this new legislation when the American people think they have won this fight. We must stand strong together in this critical round two fight. So please call 1-800-309-9901 to electronically send your petition in support of the constitutional right to keep and bear arms. Again, call toll-free 1-800-309-9901. Call 1-800-309-9901 to record your petition. That's toll-free 1-800-309-9901. Again, 1-800-309-9901. Paid for by the Second Amendment Foundation.
Days of old traffic. Really not too bad out there this evening. Couple of slowdowns, though, like in Concord, westbound 4 before Willow Pass Road, getting reports of an accident. Injuries involved, but it should be off to the right side. Northbound 280 after Edgewood Road, it's an accident. Left lane is blocked there on your way towards Highway 92. Eastbound 580, exiting North Livermore Avenue, a crash that should be off to the right shoulder. And Fremont, southbound 680 Mission Boulevard, crash there is also off to the right shoulder. Slow traffic through the South Bay, southbound 880, just sluggish now from 237 down to 101. Southbound 101, slow and go. Lawrence Expressway to Oakland Road. Before you get there on the peninsula, southbound 101, slow about Marsh Road to San Antonio. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hi, Joe Putnam here at Putnam Chevy in Burlingame. If you're in the market for a Chevrolet Volt, listen up. My $3,000 discount and the factory $3,000 rebate gives you 6,000 reasons to come to Putnam Chevy or go online at putnamgm.com.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Coming up on the next morning show, scandals abound. Perfect fare on a ticked-off Tuesday. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
As Morehouse men, many of you know what it's like to be an outsider. Know what it's like to be marginalized. Know what it's like to feel the sting of discrimination.
Oh,
and that's an experience that a lot of Americans share. Hispanic Americans know that feeling when somebody asks them where they come from or tells them to go back. Gay and lesbian Americans feel it when a stranger passes judgment on their parenting skills or the love that they share. Muslim Americans feel it when they're stared at with suspicion because of their faith.
Oh, boy.
Any woman who knows the injustice of earning less pay for doing the same work, she knows what it's like to be outside looking in.
What a low-life demagogue this man is. This guy uses the rhetoric of the lowest race mongers that I've ever seen in my life. If it was Al Sharpton screaming these words, you would say that's Al Sharpton, a rent-a-mobber who was now hired by GE to keep him off the streets. If it was Jesse High Jackson, you'd say, well, he's using that to shake down a corporation. And you'd be right. Now it's the president talking to young African-American guys who are graduating college because they came from good homes and they have the brains and the guts to stick it out. And he's telling them that they should identify now with marginalized outsiders. It's an embarrassment, frankly. And I think he's doing them a disservice. That's my opinion. If you care to comment on this or the tech issue, you know the number. Michael in Memphis, Tennessee, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Yes, I think that, you know, the president in his last 4 years is coming out with what he really wants to say right now about the Jim Crow or what's been going on with...
But wait, did you think he suffered from Jim Crow laws?
Well, I know that there's a lot of still profiling going on in the...
Oh, wait, let's start with the reality. Did President Barack Obama suffer prejudice in his life?
Yes, he did. I can tell you...
Oh, I see. So that's how he became president, because he was picked on. Well, I wouldn't mind be picked on like that if they made me president for being picked on. He's been so picked on that he's been made president. How does that work?
Tell me what people put on you harder, it makes you stronger, and I see that in him.
Where do you see President Obama having suffered from racism? At what stage of his life?
Legacy.
What? Sir, we have to have a dialogue, so speed it up a little bit. You're not talking to someone on a telephone. You're on a national program. Did President Obama, in your opinion, ever suffer racism?
Black neighborhoods. The many cities.
All right, take a walk. That's it. I can't have a dialogue with a person who can't talk. That's all. And I'm not going to sit and hold his hand. Oh, yeah, listen to him. Oh, great. I'm not doing it. Yeah, Obama's really been picked on, sure. That's why he's president. Unbelievable to me. Well, I'm embarrassed to say that he's our president. I'd like to print up a bumper sticker that they had during the Bush years, which says he's not my president. Because I don't feel like he's my president. Who the heck does he think he's talking to? He turns on every racial prejudice known to mankind. He thinks that that's going to keep him in power. Maybe he's right. Maybe he knows who his audience is. But in doing so, he turns off 55% of the country, maybe more. Montrell, Florida, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. I just want to talk about the Democrat Party and how much they have let the African-American education system down. If you look at, since the Democrat Party have had total control of the education system, if you look at most of the East Coast cities, regions, you know, I know personally because I went to college in Cincinnati and I dated a woman.
Well, Montrell, how do you feel about our president going to Morehouse College and bringing up Jim Crow laws? Does that offend you at all?
Well, yes, in one way, because I know he's just doing it to win political points, because he doesn't really care too much about Jim Crow laws, as we can see, because he's trying to...
Did he ever suffer from Jim Crow laws? Did he ever suffer in the 40s? He wasn't even born. How could he have suffered? He went to an elite, expensive private high school in Hawaii. You know that, right?
Yes, sir.
So how did he get in there if there was prejudice against black people?
It didn't have nothing to do with him. You know,
you're right. It had nothing to do with him. Somebody got him, and nobody even knows what his grades are. Nobody knows how he got into Columbia. No one knows his grades. So the reverse is true. Because of affirmative action, he was actually advantaged because of his race instead of disadvantaged. I rest my case and we can move on. Otherwise, there's no point. We're all going to get angry with each other. If you care to comment on these two topics, we'll move on. You want to talk about the Twister? We'll Twister talk. 855-407-282. We'll get some Twister talk. Okay, Twister kills more than 50. It is a story. But it's nothing we can talk about. What can you say about it? Tell me the news angle of the Twister. Of course, the fanatics, the global warming nuts, are saying it's because of global warming. That's even though the science has shown warming stopped 30 years ago. Shockingly, it stopped 30 years. The Earth stopped heating up 30 years ago. But they're still pushing this now. It has to do with Al Gore. I'm surprised Gore didn't appear in Oklahoma with a begging cup. He doesn't need it, though. He just sold his outfit to the wonderful folks from whatever that Arab network is called. Oh, yeah, right. Al Gore Zero. I don't know if I want to talk about this. You know, I'm starting to think about talk radio lately. It's like the Roman arena, and you're the audience. You're kind of bored. You're jaded. You're the audience in the Roman arena, and you want me to keep throwing more Christians to the lions, or shall I say you want me to throw more lions to the Christians? I mean, who are the lions and who are the Christians in America today? Well, we know the Christians are the Tea Party members, and we know that Obama was the Caesar who tried to throw them to the lions of the IRS. That's a pretty apt analysis, isn't it? I would say so. 855-400-7282 is the phone number on the Savage Nation. My clock is broken here on my screen, so I don't know when we're taking a break. I have a lot of technical issues today, which I'm not supposed to talk about, but I'm going to talk about it till someone fixes it all day long. Oh, I have a minute left. That's nice to know. The hands aren't even moving. I feel like I'm 5 years old. Is the big hand on the six or is the big hand on the five? That's how I learn time. The big hand is on the six and the little hand is on the two. No, the little hand is on the six and the big hand is on the six. That means, boys and girls, that it's approaching 6:30 on the West Coast. So it's actually 6:28 or something like that. All right, here comes the music telling me the time. I feel like a flyer in an airplane where the radar went out. The altimeter went out. Let's see, what else went out? Well, just about everything went out. Even the coffee maker went out today. But I'll be back. I'm sure somebody will get down to the computer and fix it. I'll be right back on the Savage Nation to take your calls at 855-400-7282.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Good afternoon, I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. The Oklahoma State Medical Examiner is now confirming 51 deaths due to a massive tornado that flattened segments of Moore, Oklahoma. The death toll is expected to increase. ABC News will have the latest coming up at 7 p.m. Taking a look at the roadways, got a ball game at AT&T Park, Giants in action, so we've got heavy traffic on the upper deck of the Bay Bridge starting about Treasure Island onto the city. Look for slow traffic around the ballpark as well. Sluggish because of earlier problems, northbound 101 and Marin starting just past Tamalpais Drive as you head up towards Sir Francis Drake. In the South Bay, southbound 101, slow San Tomas Expressway down to Oakland Road. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Your Northern California Honda dealers' race to save is on. Race in today for the year's hottest deals, like 0.9% financing on new Civics and Accords and 0.9% for 60 months on new CRVs. Visit shophonda.com.
You've got to help me, Doc. I can't sleep. I can't eat. I keep having these paranoid thoughts. What if there's a fire? or a power outage, or a flood. What'll happen to my servers? It started simple enough. I got a small server for my business. How hard could it be, right? But then I needed to find a place to put it, and then I had to run cables. Then it started getting hot, so I had to buy an air conditioner for my office closet. Then I needed more power, and by the time I finally got everything straightened out, I had outgrown my old server and needed to expand, and had started all over again. All I do now is think about my servers. I can't even remember what my business does anymore. Am I going crazy, Doc?
No, you're not crazy. But you do need professional help. Take a load off your mind and give DSX Data a call today.
Manage your business, not your servers. Call DSX Data today at 855-DSX-DATA. That's 855-DSX-DATA or go to dsxdata.com.
Deer season's ending soon, and so are these great deals. Get 0% financing right now on select new John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools. Hurry in before these incredible deer season deals disappear. Offer ends July 31st, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Do you have student loans? Worried about making your payments? Don't worry. If you're behind, late, or even in default on your student loans, we can help you cut your payments right away. We provide student loan relief, getting you relief from your student loans fast. Just call our established student aid assistance toll-free line right now at 800-570-6810. We can fix your student loan problems guaranteed. Just call 800-570-6810. Our specialists are waiting for your call. Call 800-570-6810. That's 800-570-6810. Again, 800-570-6810.
This is a special alert to all taxpayers. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes. If you owe back taxes to the state or IRS, you're now eligible to settle that debt for pennies on the dollar. For free information, call One Step Tax Relief at 1-800-261-9153. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liabilities for a fraction of what they owe. But few are aware of this opportunity, leaving them at a risk for wage garnishment, bank levies, penalty fees, and property seizure. One Step Tax Relief specializes in tax settlement, matching you with an expert who will negotiate a settlement directly with the IRS. Many of these experts are former IRS agents with an inside knowledge of the system that makes a substantial difference in resolving your debt. For free information, call 1-800-261-9153. If you owe state or federal taxes, you could save thousands of dollars. Call One Step Tax Relief today for your free information. 1-800-261-9153. That's 1-800-261-9153.
Coming up on the next morning show, scandals abound. Perfect Fair on a ticked off Tuesday. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Tell you what we're going to do on the Savage Nation right now, just for a change of pace. We're going to have unscreened calls. We're going to have raw calls on the Savage Nation. You're not even going to go through a call screener. You're going to call a show. The technician will put your caller up on my board. I will take your call. When I say hello, you're going to say, my name is X, I'm on station Y, and here's my topic. And then we'll go from there, okay? Let's begin with line one. Hello, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Hey, my name is Joe, and I'm listening on 89.1 down here out of Fall.
All right, so what's on your mind today?
I was just wondering, you know, you're talking about things starting to happen, and I just wonder why it appears the Republicans are just not getting enough of guts about them to talk about trying to do something with all this Benghazi stuff over there, and they should have had enough of guts in the past already to go
ahead. That's right, of course, but John Boehner's an old drunk, and he has no guts. That's why he's Speaker of the House. It's the Peter Principle. The less competent you are, the higher up you go in the Republican pyramid. And if you're really bad and weak and have no guts, what you do is you fold laundry, carry your wife's pocketbook, and run for the presidency like Romney did. You want to mark my words? You want to make a note right now? I'll bet, if I was a betting man, which I'm not, let's see, what is today's date? Monday, May 20th, 2013. I would say the odds are very high that they're going to run Romney again. Yeah, I know you say, no, you're kidding. No, they'll run Romney again. Why? Because his fundraising machine is in place, and they want a Democrat to win. The internationalists want another Democrat to win. Line two, you're on the Savage Nation. What's your name? What's your topic?
Yeah.
Hello. What?
Yes, this is Susan. I know how to come to an end to all of this. Why don't we demand, and we're entitled to an audit on our tax money and where our stimulus money went. Why don't we demand in writing that they explain specifically where our...
All right, you made a very good point. They've never explained where they sent the trillion dollars in stimulus money. And I think it was $800 billion, wasn't it? Where did it go? Who got the money? Very good point. I'm just going to go down the list. It's that simple. Line 3, you're on the Savage Nation. Name and topic.
How you doing, like I said? My name is Rod Matthews, Jim Crow.
And okay, go ahead. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Philadelphia, Southwest Philadelphia, would you say?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. You know, the Jim Crow laws has been abolished, but before Jim Crow, you know, it was slavery. The blacks got out of slavery. I'm just reading a book by W.E.
I understand that, but did Obama himself suffer from Jim Crow laws?
Oh, now here's the suffering part right here. Blacks were free from slavery, and they had to do something because down south, whites didn't want to live with blacks. They wanted to kill the blacks.
But I'm asking you about Obama. Since we're no longer living, thank God, during the days of slavery or Jim Crow laws, did Obama himself suffer as a result of his race?
Yes, I believe he did.
He suffered so severely that he became president?
Did you just not watch the 2008?
I asked you a question. You mean he suffered racial prejudice so badly that he became president?
All these people, that's racism. That's bigotry right there.
They made him president because they're racists. In other words, that's how Obama became president, because the country's filled with racists. I get it. Ah, that's how it works. So no matter what you do, you're still a racist. Okay. Next, line 6, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind, John in Florida?
Yeah, it's I'm blind, and I listen to voices a lot. And if people can't see the way this guy's delivery changes, his tone changes, the way he mocks, in every speech it's a different tone,
What I'm getting at is he goes before an all-African-American male audience at Morehouse College, and he tries to make them feel as though we're still living during the days of the antebellum South. And then he makes them feel like they're living through the days of the Jim Crow laws. And he tells them to feel like outsiders and to feel like they're marginalized. Does that serve them when they go out into the world?
Absolutely not. It's ridiculous what he's saying. And then at the other college, he sounds like a big father figure when he did the whole tyranny speech. He sounded
Well, that's what a politician does. A politician is known to change tempo and voice like that, okay? 8554, we're having open mic-to-mic screening. So far, it's not that much better than the screen call. It's not much worse either, frankly. But I kind of like it because I don't know what people are going to say. So take a shot, 855-400-728. We'll try it a little bit longer. Line 7, you're next up. Frank in Mississippi, what's on your mind? I can see it on the board.
Okay. For one, Obama was never disadvantaged by his race. If you read his first book, first chapter, first paragraph, here it goes. I have no use for my mother's people. They have nothing to offer me. I'm a black man. If you have enough intelligence to see this, people, he is a racist. That's all.
But I would say that Obama was, in fact, advantaged by his race. That is how the greases, that is how the skids were greased for him. In other words, he used race to get where he is, and now he's still trying to use race to stay where he is. I rest my case. I'm offended by it personally. There are other people who use tragedies, historic tragedies, to their advantage or to raise money. And I mean, it's going to be a sensitive thing what I'm about to say. And I will say it anyway. There are many liberal Jewish groups in America that constantly harp on the Holocaust. It occurred. It was horrible. 6 million Jews were killed by the Nazis. And yet there are people who never suffered from the Holocaust, who constantly use the Holocaust as a rallying point to try and raise funds. I find that equally despicable, frankly. It's the same as what Obama is doing here. He's not unique in this. I can go down the list of other people, because if you read Animal Farm, you'll find out how it works. Always refer back to the darkest chapter in the history of a certain, let's say, population, and try to rally the people around that. For the Basque people, I suppose it would be Guernica. I don't know who raises funds based upon the bombing of Guernica by the Nazi Stukas and the Spanish Republican Guard, as it were. But I suppose that some would. There's always going to be demagogues. That's where the word demagogue came from, who try to stir up the passions of audiences based upon injustices that they themselves have never experienced. I don't know how else to put it. Let's go to ABC, WABC in New York. Robert, I can see you're calling about this topic. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Michael, I'm calling. I'm a young college guy. In 2008, I voted for Barack Obama. And, you know, partially because, you know, everybody was excited, the idea of having a black president. Since then, I've come a long way. I would consider myself a conservative and a Republican now. My question is, what can young college guys and gals do to get more politically involved? We do a lot on social media, but I think that's really where the line draws. And what else can we do to help shape this country for the better?
I think you've hit the nail on the head. The social media is apparently the area that people of your generation look for news, views, and reviews. They don't look at the newspapers, obviously. I don't think they've ever seen a newspaper. I don't think they even go to websites for news in your generation. Is that correct?
No, we just use the Internet.
No, and I'll bet that your generation doesn't listen to talk radio. Is that true?
Well, I do now, since last week.
As of now, only because of Obama's... which one of the three scandals is the one that attracted your attention?
Well, the first thing that caught my eye was Benghazi, and it just struck me, you know, how could we just let Americans die and not do anything about it, and then go ahead and lie to the faces of Americans, to the parents of these people? And that struck me at first, but then when I saw the IRS thing, and I'm thinking, you know, they're purposely trying to stop people from standing up against them and the things that they're doing, it just drives me crazy. I don't understand.
Robert, let me ask you something. Don't you hear from liberals who snicker and say, I'm glad they targeted conservatives, they deserve it? I'll bet you've heard that by now.
I have, yes.
Aha. See, I know the Zeitgeist to the left. They're fascists at their heart. They're probably snickering and say, you know what? They deserved it. They should do it more. As far as I'm concerned, you should put them all in jail. Let them all go to hell. Screw the conservatives. They got what they deserved. If it was up to me, I'd put them all in jail. The heck with them. They should all be in jail just for not supporting this great president. Isn't that their real inner attitude, Robert?
Yeah, well, what makes me crazy?
See, Mike knows everything. Old Savage knows everything. Just ask him. We're open for business, 85. I don't want to just turn it into a, you know, an anger fest here on the Savage Nation. I think I'm going to mix it up a little bit since it's Blue Monday. Not tornado talk. I don't want to do tornado talk. You know, I feel bad in a way for people who die who are innocents, but I don't know anybody there. I don't know what happened. It's just an act of nature. What can you say about it? If it was a bomb, then we could talk about how they got in the country. Why did the FBI not stop them? Why did the Department of Homeland Security not do anything to Boston? You forgot that already. And the reason the news is going crazy over the tornadoes is not because it's not a story. It is. It's because they're trying to wipe the scandals off the headlines. 855-400-7282 is the phone number in the Savage Nation. Keep a few lines open because the doctor is in. I want to be your, what do you call that, personal coach. If you have a coaching question, let's forget my politics. Let's say I'm your uncle, the uncle you never had. Let's say I'm your father, the father you never had. And you say, okay, look, I mean, the guy's a conservative guy, right-winger, whatever you want to call me, it's fine. But, you know, he's smart and he knows what he's talking about and he's been around. Maybe he has some advice for me in my personal life. He can help me, whether it's a personal relationship, a career choice, a crisis you're going through. I think that would be as interesting as anything today on the Savage Nation. 855-400-7282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
Days of traffic, Altamont Pass, eastbound 580 at North Flynn, have a stalled car. Right lane is blocked there. Southbound 280, Alameda Boulevard in San Francisco. Some debris reported in the roadway. Do have a Giants game tonight at AT&T Park, so look out for some heavy traffic at South Market. Also, upper deck of the Bay Bridge, still sluggish, approaching the S-curve as you head into San Francisco to Highway 101. Still sluggish in San Jose as well, southbound 101. San Tomas Expressway to Oakland Road. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Call now, 800-489-6410, 800-489-6410.
American Vision Windows, it's a name you can trust. They've installed my windows, and I am so pleased. And here's the special spring offer from American Vision Windows. You're going to get free installation when you order your windows from American Vision Windows. And you're also going to have the sound coming into your home reduced because they're going to give you a free sound package upgrade. And, of course, these windows have better weather stripping. This is up to a $2,000 value. Better weather stripping because it's triple thin weather stripping. Better screens because they're treated with Microban. That's a coating that reduces pollen and dust entering your home to help you breathe easier and cleaner, whether your windows are open and closed. And, of course, these new windows from American Vision Windows are so energy efficient. And they look beautiful inside and out. Okay, call to get an estimate on this special spring offer. American Vision Windows, 888-392-4343. AmericanVisionWindows.com, 888-392-4343. CSLB number 778326.
Ready, aim, fire. Have a blast making a mess of things on the paintball fields at Paintball Tickets. Get 60% off with SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack. Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Okay, it's not true. You know and I know it. I'm talking about bad online info that is hurting your reputation. A photo, a tweet, a rumor, a story, bad review. It starts out small and then gets bigger, bigger, and bigger. The problem? This pulls up easily when you search your name or business online. Unfortunately, one disgruntled customer, a bad employee, or unrealistic client smears your good name, and in the past, you just had to deal with it. Well, not any longer. Grab a pen and take down this phone number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-432-9197. That's 1-800-432-9197. When you call this number, you will get free information. Free information that will show you how a reputation management company will legally bury negative online internet content. This is not something you can do on your own. You need to call today. Don't lose any more business or miss out on another opportunity because what is being said negatively about you online? Join the thousands who have already taken control of their internet search results. Call 1-800-432-9197 for free info. 1-800-432-9197. Hurry, don't delay any longer. Call 1-800-432-9197 now.
Sean Hannity.
This is a critical time where we are beginning to see the great difference, and we know we're right.
Weekdays at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Yeah, that's a crazy day. People want to talk about this. Here's an interesting one. A waitress had a a customer in a Steak and Shake, you know, low-end restaurant, I don't even know what a steak burger, whatever, whoever still eats them. I hope it's near a cardiologist. Steak and Shake waitress scores $446 tip on a $6 check. So it caught my eye because I wanted to ask you, if you're a server, you can't say waiter, you have to say server. If you're a server today, what is the largest tip you ever got? And who are the worst tippers by, not by race, we can't do that. Who are the worst tippers by profession? I understand doctors are the worst. But then I hear that lawyers are even worse. Now, this goes to taxi drivers in New York as well. They're usually good callers. I like those kinds of calls. I'm sick and tired of the Obama stuff. We know what he is already. He's a demagogue, a race baiter, a scandal monger, a money grubber, and an all-around incompetent. But other than that, I have nothing to say about him. So let's do some human interest stuff. If you're a server, what is the largest tip you ever got? If you're a taxi driver or in the service industry, who are the absolute worst tippers? Now, this is tied to an actual news story. The news story is the one about Puck, Wolfgang Puck, who is allegedly a chef. I don't know who he is, and I know who he is. He once had a restaurant in San Francisco. I went in, big deal. I never understand these kinds of restaurants to begin with. I'm a basic kind of eater. If the food's good, I know it's good. Here, New York Post, Wolfgang Puck catering firm slammed for skimming tips. One of the highest earning chefs is nickel and diming his staff, according to a class action lawsuit filed in Manhattan Supreme Court yesterday. A Wolfgang Puck catering company was allegedly sticking venues like Irving Plaza and the Gramercy Theater with a 22% service charge and then denying its bartenders and servers tips, the suit states. The company has a contract with events giant Live Nation and blah, blah, blah. And they, you know, they do the background. They do the... The Austrian-born celebrity chef is worth $20 million, according to Forbes. And they say that he keeps the tips on these big venues. The legal papers say any charge for service or food service is a charge purported to be a gratuity and therefore must be paid over to service employees. Sticking clients with a service charge and failing to pass along the fee to servers violates state and federal law. So this is interesting. I don't know whether he did it or not, but it's an interesting story from the point of view of bad tippers. You know what I'm saying? Not dead in the water again. It's a weird month. I don't care. I can keep going. I got loads of callers. I'll start reading my horoscope instead. Yeah, horoscope, Aries. Your time is too precious to waste on people who enjoy causing trouble. So if someone tries to provoke you this week, just turn your back and walk away. The sun in Gemini urges you not to take life too seriously. Oh, really? That's right. I shouldn't take life too seriously. Just become a laid-back retiree. These are such garbage, these horoscopes. But I like the first part of it. Your time is too precious to waste on people who enjoy causing trouble. So if someone tries to provoke you this week, just turn your back and walk away. That would be like everyone. I would say that would be everyone I talk to this week. If someone tries to provoke you this week, just turn your back and walk away. Is it any wonder I'm a semi-recluse who lives with a dog? Is it any wonder I don't go out? Is it any wonder I went out Saturday night and I'll never go again? Is it any wonder I went to a black tie event and will never go to another one? Is it any wonder I didn't want to go because I knew it would be bad? Is it any wonder that it was filled with fraudulent liberals? Is it any wonder that I was ready to give them a big check and never give them another dime? Is it any wonder that I don't go to these places because my time is too precious to waste on people who enjoy causing trouble? And so I don't go to these events. John in Ohio, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yes, Mr. Savage. I used to work in a gentleman's club in Cleveland, know all about the tipping industry. As a floor host, what I would do is provide gentlemen essentially with company, essentially. And athletes are horrible tippers.
Oh, really? Despite the rock star status they're afforded, they don't give no tips to the girls?
Yes, professional athletes, horrible tippers. Movie star, I got the privilege of seeing some movie stars and television stars, small screen, excellent tippers, as well as married men, of course, are excellent tippers in my lineup. Because
when you say a gentleman's club, you mean a strip club?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, all right. They exist. I'm not going to knock it. I'm not a moralist. I don't see them hurting anybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fact, you could argue that they actually take the pressure off people so they don't hurt anybody.
Burlesque has been in business forever.
No, I'm not going to moralize on it. The clubs exist. I don't see them hurting anybody. In fact, I think it takes the pressure off some marginal men and keeps them from hurting somebody in some cases. You could argue a strip club is a healthy outlet, couldn't you?
It's better than marijuana.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, marijuana is a toxic poison that we understand, which is why the government's pushing it right now in order to dumb the nation down even further. So who are the best tippers, married men?
Forgive me, sir, for interrupting. I apologize. But
No. Who are the best tippers by profession? Are doctors good tippers or bad?
Doctors are good tippers, yes, absolutely. And again, it goes by...
What about lawyers? You're in Ohio. What about lawyers from, like, scammy lawyers from New York who come out on a class action case? I would imagine they're bad tippers.
Lawyers, you know, it could go either way, to be honest with you. It could go either way. Okay. You know, it really depends.
So you can't generalize about lawyers and tips. I'd like to hear from a New York cabbie. I haven't had one of them. They usually listen to the show, and they love to talk about good tippers and bad tippers.
One more thing about, I know you don't want to go back to tornado things, but as you mentioned, I mean, wasn't the play Oklahoma and the Wizard of Oz, aren't those like 100 years old almost? And they're basically talking about the wind comes sweeping down the plains, correct?
Yes, that's right. It's called the wind tunnel. That's right. But they didn't know about global warming then.
Oh, okay.
And the Dust Bowl. They forgot. They didn't read John Steinbeck's The Grapes of Wrath, which was written before global warming. Now they'll blame the tornado on global warming. You'll see Al Gore will be out there with his minions with various and sundry instruments to prove that it was caused by evil man.
Yes.
Look, it's a tragedy, but the fact of the matter is it's known as the Tornado Alley, isn't it?
Yes, I believe so, yes.
Yeah, just read The Grapes of Wrath when it wiped out all of the topsoil during the Great Depression, one of the core, and the people had to go west and become fruit pickers. And they were largely Oklahomans who put all their possessions in a broken-down truck, went west, and they picked fruit. They didn't complain about it. They were glad to have a roof over their head and make a few bucks. They didn't look for the government to give them a food stamp so they could lay around and smoke marijuana and lay like pigs and drink.
Join the... And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work like a slave all day. Here come Tuesday.
All right, here's a ready Monday. Forget Tuesday. Welcome to the program. Everyone seems to be focused on the tornado right now. Instead of the tornado of fascism coming out of Obama's White House, they're focused on Tornado Alley. Now, it is a national story. 200-mile-an-hour winds, 51 deaths, mile-wide funnel. Look at the top of the Drudge Report. But the thing is, it happens. It's an act of nature. While the act of Obama is an act of a corrupt man and a corrupt administration, these acts. Now, of course, that's why the tornadoes will be covered to cover up the scandals. There's no question about it. He's a very lucky man. A man like him doesn't become president purely by chance. He has a lucky star over his head. I've said that from the beginning. He was born with a lucky star over his head. He had a wonderful grandmother who sacrificed so that he could go to a private high school. He used race to his advantage at every stage of life. He's using it again now by trying to stir up the young men at Morehouse College by talking about the despicable Jim Crow laws as though he himself personally suffered. And so the race baiting continues, which is embarrassing, frankly. And the tornadoes will come and go. Read The Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck, Tornado Alley. Find out that tornadoes are known to occur in that part of America at this time of year. The Twisters. Doesn't diminish the tragedy to the families who lose their homes and loved ones, but let's not get carried away now already, where Democrat senators are already using it for a rant over global warming. Immediately. Like there was never a tornado before. And that's why I don't think I can talk about this. I would like to talk about, not the tornadoes, other topics, like the best and worst tippers, because that has human interest to me. And I'd like to know if you are a cab driver, especially cab drivers in New York who listen to me a lot for some reason. They do it to get under the skin of the passengers. A lot of them turn the show on just to agitate the passengers in the back of the cab. So they turn on the Savage Nation to get them mad. And they like for the passenger to say, turn that garbage off. And then the cab driver turns it up louder and says, if you don't like it, get out. And, of course, you know who holds the power there. Or if you're a server, because a woman served a $6, $8 check and she got a $500 tip, $4.92 from somebody. I never left a tip like that. Who were the worst tippers in the country? I used to hear doctors were. Then I heard lawyers were. No, I don't want to do it by race because that will bring things up. We can't go in that area, okay? We could do it by nationality. I think that would be safe. Which of the nationality? Are the French the cheapest or are they the Lithuanians? I don't know who the cheapest would be. I really don't know. How do Russians? Do Russians tip at all? Is it in their culture to tip? Unless they're a skinny blonde in a nightclub? I don't know. Do they tip or not? There are people who don't have a tipping thing in them. I myself tend to overtip. It's a combination of the fact that I was a waiter. I was a busboy. I was a puppet, a poet, a pauper, a prince. I've worked menial jobs, and I always like guys who tip me well. I looked up to them. What does it cost them, an extra few dollars to make me feel better? I needed the money at the time, so I like to make someone feel good with a few extra bucks. That's if they serve me well. Now, I could also give no tip. I rarely do that, but if I get a snot nose who thinks I owe them a tip, I won't tip them. Or if the service is bad or the food, they throw it at me, I won't tip them. I'm not obligated to. What's a tip for? It's for good service. I generally leave 30%. My general tip is 30%. 50 if I'm in a good mood, 50%. I rarely do less than 30% of a tip, rarely. But if I'm mistreated, I leave nothing. And I tell them, I make sure they understand it. I learned from a family member that even when he goes to McDonald's or Burger King, which is very rare, he'll tip them a few dollars. And I said, why do you do that? And he said, because, Dad, they need the money. And he said, you should see their faces light up when you give them a few bucks in a McDonald's. So I've learned to be nicer from my family, you know. It's hard, by the way. I got to tell you something. Poverty does not ennoble people. You know where I learned that from. Poor people are generally mean and cheap, incidentally. And even if they become wealthy, they remain mean and cheap. It was Somerset Maugham who wrote that. He said that when he was young and he was, you don't even know who he is anymore. He was a great novelist, a fabulous novelist, fabulous storyteller. Somerset Maugham. British novelist, and he was a doctor in the poorest wards of London as an intern, I believe, and he said that poverty does not ennoble. In his experience, poverty makes people meaner, much meaner and cheaper. He said it's only people with money who have the ability to be somewhat noble with their money, which I think is a very interesting statement. And I don't know if it's still true. Things have changed in some regard, but they don't change entirely. There's another British statement from the English literature that comes to mind that I found to be a truism, because I've seen it in some families in England. It went like this, from sandals to sandals in three generations. What does that mean? It's true in America, meaning the grandfather starts out poor. He makes a fortune. That his son becomes richer than him, and then the grandson becomes a poverty case again, usually a bum. A dissolute bum, either through a drug addiction or laziness, spends the family fortune. You look in America, you take a look at the families on Pacific Heights in San Francisco. You can name them. The children are by and large bums, every one of them. And most of the fathers are bums, but they inherited the money from the grandfather. They play the piano. They put on big events. They have Obama at the house. They have chandeliers for supper. You know what I'm saying? They have chandeliers in their soup. But they inherited the money, never made a nickel in their life. The sons are usually junkies or complete bust-out cases altogether, from sandals to sandals in three generations. That's usually the San Francisco high class, so-called, the place where Obama likes to hang out with the 1%. I should say the 0.1%. No, he's with the poor. He's looking for the poor of the street. He's going like Mother Teresa. He's looking for the poor of the streets to give out money. Let's start with the callers now on the Savage Nation. WABC, Anthony, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Cab driver, JFK to NYC, Upper West Side. I knew it was going to be a bad one.
And from JFK. You got to tell people when you hear Upper West Side what that means, because they don't know what it means. I do.
Oh, forget it. I mean,
The Upper West Side is liberal, ground zero for liberalism, I would say. Yes?
Yes, yes. And I'm born
and it's an enclave of left-wing professors, so-called journalists, people who consider themselves somewhat autistic and bohemian like to live up there in $5 million apartments if they can afford it.
Yes. So anyway, it's around the 2008 elections, and he starts ranting and raving about Obama, and I start going along with it. 6 o'clock hits, I turn on your station, dead silence thereafter until the end of the trip. I get a zero tip on the credit card, 000.
And so I owe you a, I got to give you the tip. How much was the fare?
It was, it was a flat fare, $52 plus toll.
So what would the tip have normally been? Because I owe you the tip. What would it have been normally?
On a trip from JFK, flat fare, 20% average.
All right, so that would have been a $50 fare would have been a $10 tip?
$50, yeah.
That's cheap.
Just about, yeah.
I give $10 tips for taking a cab 3 blocks in New York. I'm afraid to do otherwise for fear that the immigrant will pull out a machete.
The immigrants are pretty good. The only problem is the Upper West Side. I just tried.
No, I mean the immigrant cab drivers with the machetes under the seat. But let me ask you this. So on a $50 fare, you would have gotten what, a $10 tip?
Yeah, the norm right now is about $10.40. They hit the 10%, whatever it is.
All right, so I'm sending you a $26 value. You're getting a free copy of my latest novel, A Time for War, hardcover. Okay, you're getting a $26 tip. Stay on the line. Now I'm going to get 500 people to tell me they were stiff because they played my show. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I've always been a do-it-yourself person, but not all my listeners are. Look, even if you don't know the point, the end of a screwdriver from the handle, you can still transform any room in your home in about 20 minutes at Blinds.com. Yes, you're going to save a bundle on designer, blinds, shades, shutters, and even drapes. Wear Blinds.com. But as I was saying, they've also made it incredibly easy to experience the satisfaction of doing it yourself with free online how-to videos. Free! And having over 100 design experts at your service. Of course they'd be happy to send over a pro installer if you prefer. But I think you'll love doing it yourself. What gratification! Because even if you mismeasure, which is unlikely, they'll remake it for free. As always, you'll get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. And if you hurry, you can save up to 20% on their most popular wood and faux wood blinds. Where? Only at Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Write it down. Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Now.
9 ancient omens, 1 hidden biblical prophecy, all revealing themselves through catastrophic events in America's past and present. Sounds like a plot for a movie, but really, it's a sign of the end. Get ready for Messianic Rabbi Jonathan Cahn's new book, The Harbinger, a prophetic message given to a man in the form of 9 seals, each unveiling a mystery about America's future. The Harbinger, where prophecy meets reality. Available where fine books are sold.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580, 800-460-3580.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP,
a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state? Did you miss sending out a prior year tax return? The IRS is out to collect now more than ever, and they'll use any means necessary. They legally can and will garnish your wages, take your money, and even seize your property. If you're behind on taxes, call the Tax Relief Hotline right now at 1-800-597-4977 for free info. You can legally get your tax debt under control and in many cases get the breathing room you need. Garnish wages, property seizures, bank levies can stop immediately, but you have to call. Many of our specialists are former IRS agents. They know the system and how to make it work for you. Don't wait for the IRS to come down on you. Act now so you can get your tax debt under control. Call today for free info, 1-800-597-4977. That's 1-800-597-4977. 1-800-597-4977.
Determine if your loan is owned by Freddie Mac or Fannie Mae by checking FreddieMac.com/MyMortgage or FannieMae.com/LoanLookup. Loans made pursuant to California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS 6606. Equal housing lender.
I'm a responsible homeowner. I love my home and I pay my mortgage on time. Just because I'm upside down on my home, why can't I refinance and take advantage of today's low rates?
Now you can. I'm Rick Arviello, president of New American Funding. If your mortgage is owned or guaranteed by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, which we can tell you, you may be eligible to refinance your mortgage under the expanded provisions of HARP. We're doing tons of these and saving homeowners thousands, no matter how upside down you are, no equity, and no appraisal required. This is a true refinance into today's historic low rates designed to help responsible homeowners.
Call New American Funding at 888-978-4352. 888-978-4352. 888-978-4352.
Coming up on the next morning show, scandals abound. Perfect Fair on a ticked off Tuesday. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Now think about it. For black men in the 40s and the 50s, the threat of violence, the constant humiliations, large and small, the uncertainty that you could support a family, the gnawing doubts born of a Jim Crow culture that told you every day that somehow you were inferior, the temptation to shrink from the world, to accept your place, to avoid risks, to be afraid, that temptation was necessarily strong.
Well, there's your president race baiting again. Now that he's going to ground, he's using what he's used his whole life to get away from the scandals. And what's embarrassing here is that that was a speech from Morehouse College, a largely or almost entirely African-American male college. And here are honest guys who, you know, stayed in college, good parents, good study skills. And who do they have for a speaker? Barack Obama. Instead of inspiring them, he tells them to remember the worst days in America's history and to think as though the days today are the same. And he does them a disservice. Now, let's compare Obama's demagoguery and race baiting to another African American. It's a Virginia Republican Lieutenant Governor candidate, E.W. Jackson. I want you to listen to a different take on America in clip 10.
It is time to end the slavish devotion to the Democrat Party. They have insulted us, used us, and manipulated us. They have saturated the black community with ridiculous lies. Unless we support the Democrat Party, we will be returned to slavery. We will be robbed of voting rights. The Martin Luther King holiday will be repealed. They think we are stupid and that these lies will hold us captive while they violate everything we believe as Christians.
Wow. Oh, I feel like somebody just opened up the sky after a storm. Let's hear more of Virginia GOP Lieutenant Governor candidate E.W. Jackson in clip 11.
The black community will never prosper by betraying God and following leadership that curries the favor of the Democrat Party. It is time for Christians to have the faith and courage to refuse to associate with a political party that has over the years become anti-Christian, anti-church, anti-Bible, anti-life, anti-family, and anti-God.
He sounds like he's listening to the Savage Nation, but I can't be sure. But let's now flip this around to clip 3, and you'll hear the demagogue from the African-American community, if you want. Actually, Obama never lived in an African-American community, to be honest. He always lived in an elite white community, but he identifies as a black man. That's his right. Let's hear clip three from the demagogue.
In troubled neighborhoods all across this country, many of them heavily African-American, too few of our citizens have role models to guide them. Communities just a couple of miles from my house in Chicago. Communities just a couple of miles from here. There are places where jobs are still too scarce and wages are still too low. Where schools are underfunded and violence.
Yeah, get the violins. We heard it all before. Now let's play an African-American leader, Lieutenant Governor candidate E.W. Jackson of Virginia, who doesn't see it that way. Listen to clip 12.
The Democrat Party has created an unholy alliance between certain so-called civil rights leaders and Planned Parenthood, which has killed unborn black babies by the tens of millions. Planned Parenthood has been far more lethal to black lives than the KKK ever was. And the Democrat Party and their black civil rights allies are partners in this genocide. The Democrat Party has equated homosexuality with being black, which is another outrageous lie. They can keep their homosexuality private. You and I cannot hide being black.
Now compare this man and his wisdom and his honesty, and by the way, it's the plain truth, to the demagogue Obama. And the worst of the Obama speeches over the weekend was the marginalized speech, clip 07. Play the clip 7 now of the president.
As Morehouse men, many of you know what it's like to be an outsider, know what it's like to be marginalized, know what it's like to feel the sting of discrimination. And that's an experience that a lot of Americans share. Hispanic Americans know that feeling when somebody asks them where they come from or tells them to go back. Gay and lesbian Americans feel it when a stranger passes judgment on their parenting skills or the love that they share. Muslim Americans feel it when they're stared at with suspicion because of their faith. Any woman who knows the injustice of earning less pay for doing the same work, she knows what it's like to be on the outside looking in.
It's embarrassing, it's nauseating, it's sickening. He's not fit to be president. The man is a straight-out race baiter. And yet he's going to ground, going back to what got him where he is, with this kind of the big lie. If you tell the big lie over and over again, it will become the truth. Now listen to the list of his marginalized people. And look at what he is, look who he's appealing to. And who is not in that list of marginalized people? Why, it's the despicable white male, especially the heterosexual Christian white male. That ethnic demographic to Obama is the devil himself. He is now marginalizing the heterosexual Christian white male as though the heterosexual Christian white male is the most evil person, the evil group of people on the planet. Is that good for America? Is that what these young men need to hear at a college from this demagogue? Now, if you had heard these words from an Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson a few years ago, you'd say that's what they do for a living. They stir people up. They're race baiters. They're hate mongers. And they basically shake companies down. But when you hear it from a president, it should make your flesh crawl. But there are people out there who understand this, and I'm not the only one who sees through Obama, obviously. And I tell you, keep your eye on Virginia GOP Lieutenant Governor candidate E.W. Jackson, because he is what we need in this country. Listen to clip 13 now. 13.
Anyone who dares equate the so-called gay rights movement to the history of black Americans is exploiting the black community. They say opposition to same-sex marriage is the same as opposition to interracial marriage. That is an insult to human intelligence. It is a lie. No Christian should support this. Yet the Democrat Party has now declared same-sex marriage an official part of its platform. And black Christians remain in that party? The civil rights establishment has embraced the lies and betrayed the black community and God Almighty for 30 pieces of silver from the Democrat Party.
Wow, what I love. Imagine him as president, what it would do for this country. Can you imagine him as president and Alan West as vice president? Imagine two black males running the country. The difference being, though, they love America, they love God, they love family, they love truth, and they love honesty. Can you imagine the healing this nation would experience if we could rid ourselves of these gangsters? Yeah, I have a dream. And I'm afraid it's going to remain a dream. Because once we lost the press, we lost the country. I'm Michael Savage, 855-400-7282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes on Talk 560 KSFO. The death toll now stands at 51 in the wake of a monster tornado that devastated parts of suburban Oklahoma City, including an elementary school in Moore. Officials say some of the dead are children and that the toll is expected to rise. More than 120 people are being treated at hospitals, including about 70 children. California Governor Jerry Brown says he doesn't know if the new eastern span of the Bay Bridge will open over Labor Day weekend. It's the first time the governor acknowledged serious worries about the structural integrity of the $6.4 billion project to build the new eastern span. Well, taking a look at traffic, we start with the upper deck of the Bay Bridge. We've got an accident signal that has been issued. This is going to be westbound Bay Bridge. After Treasure Island, before you get into San Francisco, the three left lanes are blocked. Traffic backed up through the tunnel to the incline. Look for big delays. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-322-1859 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-322-1859. 800-322-1859.
My name is Dale Pazinski, and this is how I live United. I volunteer with United Way, helping the homeless in my community by teaching computer skills and helping them build a basic resume to save on their very own USB drive. It's huge when somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Don't mind me. I'll just sit here quietly while you drive. Hey, so how many miles you got on this baby? Got a lot, huh? I'll be quiet. You know what doesn't have six-figure mileage on it? Every Honda-certified used car. Yeah, Beach is a well-maintained late-model Honda. Each gets a grueling 150-point inspection, too. And I'll stop talking. Hey, this is where I get out anyway. So yeah, Honda-certified used cars. Next best thing to new. Just saying.
Attention homeowners, the Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties. Take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-369-9668.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee, weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
The black community will never prosper by betraying God and following leadership that curries the favor of the Democrat Party. It is time for Christians to have the faith and courage to refuse to associate with a political party that has over the years become anti-Christian, anti-church, anti-Bible, anti-life, anti-family, and anti-God.
Oh, wow, if you were president, what a healing this nation would experience. That's Virginia Republican Lieutenant Governor Candidate E.W. Jackson. Write down his name. Now let's go to the callers right now on the Savage Nation. WMAL in Washington, D.C. in the area. Gray, you're up on the Savage Nation. What's your topic?
Michael, Virginia needs E.W. Jackson. But the problem that we're facing already is the Republicans are bringing him down. And if Republicans...
Oh, really? The Republican Party is trying to rip him down?
Well, the consultants and the senior GOP leaders are saying that we are in deep trouble, that it's going to be difficult for Cuccinelli to win. He's going to drag down the ticket.
Okay, so they're going to take down anybody who's anti-establishment. The Republican Party is very corrupt. We know that. Just look at John Boehner. Look at the top leadership, and you know that they're a finished dead beast. The Republican Party looks like an elephant that's been sent a shot, and it's down on its front knees already, waiting to go down altogether. It's out with the old and in with the new. We need Jackson, not Boehner. So who are they trying to get the Republicans to vote for in the primary? Who's his opponent?
Well, the primary is over. The convention was held Saturday. It came down to the fourth ballot. So it's Cuccinelli, E.W. Jackson.
Oh, they want Cuccinelli. He's got all the money behind him, huh?
Well, no, Cuccinelli's running for governor.
Well, here's the thing. Who would he run against, Jackson?
And so,
if Jackson were to win the lieutenant governorship, as a Republican, who would he be facing as a Democrat?
That is to be decided. Primary is going to be in early June.
So who does the Republican establishment wish to be the candidate for lieutenant governor instead of Jackson?
On Saturday, it came down at 10 p.m. to Pete Snyder versus E.W. Jackson at the convention in Richmond. And there were rumors that...
Why would anyone want this unknown guy, Pete Snyder? What has he got going for him?
Because they're afraid of what E.W. Jackson said. They're afraid that he said that Islamic culture is creeping into our society. They're afraid of him saying that black Christians support a party that supports gay marriage.
Yeah, so in other words, he speaks the truth. Well, tomorrow we'll get the rest of Mr. Jackson's speech and play it again on the Savage Nation. Maybe get him live on the show, because I'd love to see a real firebrand American win something in America. Look what they did to Alan West in Florida. You don't have to go any further than knowing that the Republican Party redistricted his district to make sure that Alan West was never elected again. Do you know that, Greg? I'm sure you do.
It's just, if we have to fight against our own party, and you've been saying this for years, how in the
world... I'm not in the party. I've never been a Republican. As far as I know, I don't think I ever voted Republican. Maybe I did once. I'm an independent. I'm not a member of the party. When I get a GOP mailer, I throw it in the garbage. Or if I really want to be spiteful, I mail it back just to make sure that their stamp is used. Thank you for the call. The Democrat Party fundraising letters I sent to the FBI. Florida, Ben, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate the hold that I waited there. I wanted to talk about a couple things. Let me ask you a question. Do you really believe in 2013 and the years to come, do you think that we'll ever, ever get over this race card and not understand if the African-American population thought that voting Barack Obama as a president, okay, because of the race of his skin and not for the
not for the quality of the man, which doesn't exist. The quality is like soured milk. So you're saying that no matter what he does, they're going to vote for him anyway, by and large?
I believe that is the truth.
Well, that's 100% true. It's known to be true. I mean, look at the results of every election. They are largely along racial lines, except amongst one race, which are the white people. The white people never vote based on race. They vote based on politics, by and large. And they are the voter that actually put Obama in power. You would expect that a large percentile, 98, 99% of black people, would vote for Obama. You have come to understand that because America is not a racially oriented country, not, and I'll repeat that, not, the white people are the voters that actually put Obama in power. It belies his lie that he's suffered from racism. The exact opposite is true, Ben. I think what you're asking, though, is another question, which is, can this country ever elect an honest leader based on real quality, given the demographic changes of this country that have been foisted upon us by the Democrat Party? I think that's what you're really asking. If you're going to flood America with 30 million illegal aliens, you will have a socialist party in this country for the rest of the century. It will not be called socialist, it will be called Democrats, but it will be the New World Socialist Party of America. And it will be in power till the end of the century. And America will start to look more and more like Mexico. People will be beheaded. People will be hung from lampposts. Cops will be completely destroyed in this country. There'll be no police left that are worth their salt. It'll be very much like Mexico is today. That's my opinion. If you don't like it, it's too bad. Then tune in another station because I can see the truth. I see it as clear as a bell, which is why Bill Clinton opened the floodgates of the border with Mexico. It was Bill Clinton who did it first. And it was Obama now who wants to make sure that the final nail is in the coffin by swinging the gate wide open and now making Mexico and America one nation. That's all. Let's go to the other callers. Again, the tipping call, I think, is a lightener, meaning who are the worst and who are the best tippers, because I don't know why. It's a topic I think is fun. Let's go to Las Vegas, where there's a lot of tipping. Las Vegas, Bill, who are the worst and best tippers in your experience?
Yes, Mr. Savage, probably 4 years ago when I was working down in Florida along the beach there at a Ramada Inn, all the Canadians were the worst tippers.
Really? The skinflints came from the north?
Yeah.
Well, I find that offensive because my mother was born in Canada, so... Are you Canadiophobic?
Sorry, we had a wonderful...
I think you're Canadiophobic. I think I should report you to the EEOC. How can you generalize about an entire nation? Maybe you can. I don't really know. The truth is, maybe he's talking about a certain part of Canada where they speak French. I wouldn't know if that's true or not. The French are notoriously thrifty. That's well known. So I don't know whether you're talking about the English Canadians or the French-speaking Canadians, nor do I care. I think that topic is a finish. Medford, Oregon, Troy, you're up on the air. What's on your mind?
To Southern Oregon, I've missed you.
What do you mean
and
you missed me? What do you mean you missed me? I'm on the air in Medford. What do you mean you missed me?
Well, you were gone for a couple of years. I looked for you. But I heard the ad.
All right, great. That's a great caller right away. It's like makes you feel like you're a 10th-rate host. All right, I'm glad you found me. What's on your mind?
I just want to tell you that you've got to keep doing what you're doing, Dr. Savage. You are an important voice to the conservative movement.
Well, I know that. That's why I'm vilified by the so-called conservative movement. That's why when I was banned in Britain, Rush said nothing, Hannity said nothing, and the little midgets who follow them say nothing. In fact, one of the midgets who followed them said it was good that I was banned in Britain, and yet he wraps himself in the Constitution and calls himself a conservative. How do you like that, Troy? Thank you. Lilliputians. Lilliputians everywhere. The lily Lilliputians. The lily white Lilliputians. Methink thou doth protesteth too much. Well, today's a slow day. Where is everybody? I'm getting a strange feeling. It's like a dead. Maybe it's me. Tornadoes rip Oklahoma. Well, it's Tornado Alley. The Dust Bowl was in that area, West Texas and Oklahoma. Read the Grapes of Wrath. But you won't know that since no one knows who John Steinbeck is anymore, a Nobel Prize-winning American author. The only Nobel Prize winners, you know, would be Al Gore and Barack Obama, who did nothing to win the Nobel Prize except appear on the scene. But John Steinbeck won the Nobel Prize in Literature, I believe. I think he did. I'm not quite sure. But his book, The Grapes of Wrath, was required reading when I was a youngster because it showed the difficulty that white folk had in America after the storms, the tornadoes ripped out the topsoil and their crops couldn't be grown there anymore. They had to go west and that they had to pick crops. You wouldn't know that. They were literally picking cherries, picking crops, living in these little shanties that the illegal immigrants complain about today. There was no Cesar Chavez, of course, to represent the white vegetable pickers. But the Grapes of Wrath explained that there were people picking vegetables and cherries who hated the job but were glad to have the income, because otherwise there wouldn't have been any food on the table whatsoever, and they did what had to be done, because at that time there was no social welfare net, and the nation was solvent. Now that there's a social welfare net, the nation is a basket case and broke. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I was one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-827-0407. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and daily insider's market report at no cost to you. This is the very information I use to build my fortune.
I was getting ready to retire. I still needed to make extra income, but I didn't want to work for anyone else. Because of Larry and his excellent instructors, I could trade successfully for myself, and I'll never have to work for someone else again.
Fire the stockbroker and hire the most dependable person you know, you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes, leave your email address on my voicemail, 800-827-0407.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Want a home security system, but you're not sure which monitoring company to choose? Consider this. Unlike cable and other providers who are new to home security, ADT has been helping protect homes for more than 100 years. Plus, ADT has the most monitoring centers of any service provider, so you can be sure your service will never be interrupted. And now you can get an ADT monitored system worth $850 for free. You pay just a $99 installation charge and monthly monitoring for less than $2 a day. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, today. Call 1-800-374-5709. License number CAACO 6320, KY City of Louisville 483, FLEC 1300-3427, EC 1300-3401. 36-month monitoring contract required. General terms and conditions apply. Visit protectyourhome.com/terms. Why choose anyone but the nation's home security leader to protect your home? Call now, 1-800-374-5709. That's 1-800-374-5709.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-9219. That's 1-800-293-9219. When you call the Direct Student Aid Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, Direct Student Aid can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. Direct Student Aid will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-9219. Direct Student Aid has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-9219 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-9219. 9219.
This is a special alert to all taxpayers. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes. If you owe back taxes to the state or IRS, you're now eligible to settle that debt for pennies on the dollar. For free information, call One Step Tax Relief at 1-800-261-9153. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liabilities for a fraction of what they owe. But few are aware of this opportunity, leaving them at a risk for wage garnishment, bank levies, penalty fees, and property seizure. One-Step Tax Relief specializes in tax settlement, matching you with an expert who will negotiate a settlement directly with the IRS. Many of these experts are former IRS agents with an inside knowledge of the system that makes a substantial difference in resolving your debt. For free information, call 1-800-261-9153. If you owe state or federal taxes, you could save thousands of dollars. Call One-Step Tax Relief today for your free information. 1-800-261-9153. That's 1-800-261-9153.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, National Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. National Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-4131. National Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-4131 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-4131.
Coming up on the next morning show, scandals abound. Perfect Fair on a ticked off Tuesday. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
It is time to end the slavish devotion to the Democrat Party. They have insulted us, used us, and manipulated us. They have saturated the black community with ridiculous lies. Unless we support the Democrat Party, we will be returned to slavery. We will be robbed of voting rights. The Martin Luther King holiday will be repealed. They think we are stupid and that these lies will hold us captive while they violate everything we believe as Christians.
Oh, God bless him. That's in Virginia, Republican Lieutenant Governor candidate E.W. Jackson saying it like it is. And take a guess who his greatest foe is, the Republican Party itself. One of his biggest opponents is, you're not going to believe this, current Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling, so-called Republican, angry today, spoke out against Jackson, calling the remarks he made, quote, simply indefensible. After Jackson was nominated on Saturday to run alongside Republican gubernatorial candidate Ken Cuccinelli, his comments from the past were reinvigorated. The lines that the Reverend spoke range from comparing Planned Parenthood to the Ku Klux Klan to charging that President Barack Obama has a, quote, Muslim perspective on the world. And the Republican standard bearer, the old line hack, said these kinds of comments are simply not appropriate. Especially not from someone who wants to be a standard bearer for our party and hold the second highest elected office in our state, Bowling told Politico. Now, he goes to Politico, which is a Democrat front group, front organization, and says, well, he's not alone. The Washington Post reported today that some Virginia Republicans are also on edge. One so-called strategist told the Wash Post, we're in a deep hole, while another GOP source expressed concern that Democrats would be more mobilized to head to the polls. Nonsense. So this is what happens when someone comes up in the Republican Party and speaks from the heart, speaks the truth, speaks about the nation, speaks about Christianity, speaks about straightness, speaks honestly and tells the truth. He's attacked viciously by the drunks in the Republican Party. The old line corrupt contracting drunks in the Republican Party hate the truth. The only hope now is that Jackson wins by a landslide. Let's hope that that happens. Do I think it will happen? Not with the corrupt Republican and Democrat machine. Can it happen? Yes. Miracles can always, always happen. Indianapolis, Boise, Houston, Reno, WABC in New York, Pennsylvania, Florida. We got them all up on the Savage Nation. I'll take a call right now out of New York City on WABC. Jimmy, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Doc. You know, there's KGB groups, front groups in America. They're all tax exempt. I could give you a whole bunch of names.
Well, let's stop. First of all, the KGB doesn't exist anymore.
KGB front groups that have been working with the KGB for decades, groups like the Institute for Policy Studies.
Oh, yes, I understand. In other words, old line anti-American communist front groups.
Right, who work with the KGB, they work for enemy operations and movements, they're tax-exempt. In fact, they're...
Well, of course they're tax-exempt. Take a look at who's in the White House and the Justice Department. They're fellow travelers, wouldn't you say?
But this is way before that. This is a group that's credited with toppling the Shah of Iran. They promoted the interest of the enemies in toppling the Shah of Iran.
Well, of course, but those are the kind of people that Obama and the Democrat establishment would support. They hated the Shah of Iran. They love the Ayatollah Khomeini and radical Islam for some reason. Why is it that leftists and radical Islamists get along? Can you explain that, Jimmy?
Well, there's a common they have a common enemy, but radical Islam behind the scenes was also a Soviet creation, promoted, created, organized, the network. But they do have a movement. It's called the I forget what they call it, but it's to get all the groups that are opposed. It's like a common unity against a common enemy.
And who is their common enemy?
The common enemy, enemy number one, is America. That's why among the radical Muslims, we're number one Satan. We're the big Satan. It's because it's the big thing. We're holding everything apart. We're stopping world progress. We're stopping the world communist movement.
So you see a unity between the radical Islamists, like the Boston Bombers, for example, worldwide communism, worldwide socialism, and American leftists. That's what you're saying, correct?
Well, they coordinated together. In fact, there was a website. One of Putin's advisors had a website, National Bolshevik, and on that website, they were uniting Nazi groups, communist groups, racist groups, everything. It's
no wonder the average white male, after a certain age, takes up golf, Jimmy. No wonder he just says, "You know what? The heck with it all. I'm banging my head against a stone wall. I can't take it anymore." And it becomes a drunk and plays golf, and that's why the country's gone into the sewer. He doesn't even vote anymore. The old white male, if he only understood that he's throwing the country away that he inherited, and he put down his golf clubs, and he picked up a brain for a minute, used one-tenth of the brain he has, and actually looked around and see what is happening as a result of his, I don't know what to call it. He doesn't care. He's blasé, golfs, and gets drunk. That's his idea of living? If he stopped that, maybe we could save the nation. Because you know that, do you know, Jimmy, it's a strange phenomenon, you know, that white people are still the majority in America? Did you know that?
Yeah, but we're also the elder population.
Is that a bad thing? I thought that elders was supposed to be looked up to in societies. Haven't the left told us that in China they revere the old? How come in this society the left tells us to sneer at the old?
Well, the elders with the memory and the old culture, they die off, and what's left is this new stuff, and that's...
The left always said revere the elders. In China, they look up to the elders. There's a society that worships the elders. But in America, what, you spit on the elders unless they're communists?
Well, anyway,
look, I'm not sitting here complaining. Who cares what they think, the young potheads? It doesn't matter to me what they think. They have no power. They spend no money. They account for nothing. Most of them live in a rat trap. They don't have 10 cents in their pocket. And they live at home with their mother with a hairnet on. They get up 9, 10 o'clock at night to go to a nightclub. I'm supposed to be concerned with what they think about America? That's so. See, I take the breath out of the. I take the breath away and the candle goes out. Okay, Boise, Idaho. Greg, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Hey, come from a long line of Grapes of Wrathers. Got a son.
So what's your main point or question? Time is short, my friend.
Got a son graduating this weekend, going to college. We've been a long line of strong Americans, and I want to know your...
Well, you may as well write him off. I'm joking. No, I'm sorry.
You may as well
have some dark humor about this. I mean, don't count on him being your son for very much longer. Here's what's going to happen. He'll probably go through a lag phase for a while of becoming an absolute everything that you ever hated he'll become for a while, and then he'll come back to you. But don't expect him to be true blue like you for the whole experience in college. He will no doubt be exposed to the commie perverts who run most colleges. They will twist his mind for a while, and it's going to take a while for him to revert back to the sane, decent young man that you raised.
Michael, I mean,
is that too shocking to hear that I said it the way it is? He's going to be lost to you for a while.
Whatever you do,
don't get mad at him. It's not his fault. The schools have become cesspools today, by and large, unless they're in the hard sciences. By and large, the colleges are worthless. That's why most young men don't even go to college. I recommend going to college, but you got to take up a field where there's some reason to go to college. Otherwise, what's the point? All they're going to do is party and then smoke marijuana and get drunk. There's no point to it. It's run by the worst possible generation in history took over the universities, and they entered those institutions 25 years ago specifically to brainwash the youth. But don't take it out on your son. Expect him to become a wild kid for a year or two. And if you raise them well, he'll come back to you. That's all you can do. It's the way of the world. He's going to break free of you. He's going to be told that you're no good. The family is no good. America's no good. And hopefully he won't get stuck in that. Old saying, if you're a liberal, not a liberal at 20, you have no heart. If you're still liberal at 40, you have no mind. Old saying.
And here he is, Michael Savage.
And here are the headlines for Monday, May 20th, 2013. Well, the headlines are horrible as usual. Where shall we begin? President Obama's newest ally is none other, roll of the drums, John McCain. As Republicans work to derail Obama's leftist agenda, John the Shame McCain is a daily advisor to Barack Hussein Obama. I rest my case. Apple uses foreign companies to avoid billions in taxes. Billions, capital B. When Obama says he wants people to pay their fair share, why doesn't he focus on General Electric, Apple, Microsoft, and Google? Answer, because they put him in power. Next case, Caroline Kennedy and fellow jurors acquit accused Harlem crack dealer. They took over an hour today to acquit a Harlem man of charges that he sold four crack rocks at $5 each to an undercover officer in New York City. Violent predicate felon Nelson Chapman smiled big as the jury foreman rendered the not guilty verdict in the circumstantial case after just 75 minutes of deliberations. And Kennedy also smiled slightly and politely as the jurors were asked by a clerk, is that your verdict? Yes, Kennedy said when it was her turn, nodding. The lawyer and so-called philanthropist, well, you get the picture. The good news for the crack dealer, a veteran drug dealer and thief, is that he has now dodged a mandatory minimum prison sentence of 6 years on the single charge against him, felony criminal sale of a controlled substance. So when you say Kennedy, think drug epidemic in America. When you say Kennedy, think of corruption. Or if you want to put it all in one bundle, when you say Kennedy, think of liberalism as a mental disorder. CNN put out a false poll saying although Obama had the worst week of his presidency, his approval rating held steady, according to a new national poll. Right. I believe that as much as I believe Wolf Blitzer is a star athlete. Obama addressed the all-black Morehouse College, all-male historically black Morehouse College, and, of course, he went back to form, harking back to Jim Crow in the 40s and 50s. It's an embarrassment, frankly, because most young men, black or white, don't want to hear any more of this race-baiting, Mr. Obama. Grow up. And, of course, the biggest story is that the so-called Justice Department under the gangster regime of the DOJ targeted two Fox News Channel reporters and a producer and trailed them around. Well, you get the picture. It's no longer a free press. Fox News today says U.S. journalism was up until now been a free press. Well, the fact of the matter is, under Obama, it's anything but a free press. Also on MichaelSavage.com are all the stories of the day that you won't see, as well as pretty animal pictures. Let's see. Wolfgang Puck catering firm slammed for skimming tips. One of the highest earning chefs is nickel and diming his staff, keeping the tips for himself. Really? Must be a favorite of the libs. How about pictures of the women of Death Row? There are pictures of them, you know. They're there. If you love elephants and want to save them from the poachers, you can help on the website as well. All right, you know, this is the Savage Nation. I wait all day to go on the radio. So you got scandals now. Why do you think they're happening is the real question. See, look within the inn. Look inside the inside. Michael Savage's suspicion, supposition, intuition is that somebody's leaking these all at once. Somebody is trying to bring Obama down off his high horse because they know about things he has done and is doing and plans on doing that are so off the wall, dangerous, that they want to stop him before he gets there. I can pretty much suspect what is going on. I have no friends in high places. I live alone. I work alone. I sleep alone. I talk alone. I live in my own world. So it's really one man's opinion that you're hearing. I didn't go to the Washington Press dinner. I'm just telling you, it's one man's opinion. But in some ways, it releases me from bias because I can think. I was raised at a time where you used logic and put things together. And I'm telling you, somebody's leaking this stuff all over. Do you agree with me? Do you think this is all happenstance? Or do you suspect, as I do, that somebody knows the danger we're in, they're trying to blow the whistle on him to stop him before he destroys the entire enterprise called America? That's a good question, Savage said. If you care to sound off on these topics, the Jim Crow laws, or again, why you think rich technical or tech entrepreneurs seem to love Obama and shower him with money, and you are a tech worker, and you care to blow the lid off how much you get an hour here and how much the immigrants that these greedy pigs in Silicon Valley want to bring in from the third world with the new immigration reform law, which I think is dead in the water, by the way. You know the number. You want to talk about the twister? We'll twist the talk. 855-407-282. We'll get some twister talk. Okay, twister kills more than 50. It is a story. But it's nothing we can talk about. What can you say about it? Tell me the news angle of the twister. Of course, the fanatics, the global warming nuts, are saying it's because of global warming. That's even though the science has shown warming stopped 30 years ago. Shockingly, it stopped 30 years. The Earth stopped heating up 30 years ago, but they're still pushing this now. It has to do with Al Gore. I'm surprised Gore didn't appear in Oklahoma with a begging cup. He doesn't need it, though. He just sold his outfit to the wonderful folks from whatever that Arab network is called. Oh, yeah, right. Al Gore Zero. I don't know if I want to talk about this. You know, I'm starting to think about talk radio lately. It's like the Roman arena, and you're the audience. You're kind of bored. You're jaded. You're the audience in the Roman arena, and you want me to keep throwing more Christians to the lions, or shall I say, you want me to throw more lions to the Christians? I mean, who are the lions and who are the Christians in America today? Well, we know the Christians are the Tea Party members, and we know that Obama was the Caesar who tried to throw them to the lions of the IRS. That's a pretty apt analysis, isn't it? I would say so. 855-400-7282 is the phone number on the Savage Nation. We're going to have unscreened calls. We're going to have raw calls on the Savage Nation. You're not even going to go through a call screener. You're going to call a show. The technician will put your caller up on my board. I will take your call. When I say hello, you're going to say, my name is X. I'm on station Y, and here's my topic. And then we'll go from there, okay? Let's begin with line one. Hello, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Hey, my name is Joe, and I'm listening on 89.1 down here out of Fall.
All right, so what's on your mind today?
I was just wondering, you know, you're talking about things starting to happen, and I just wonder why it appears the Republicans are just not getting enough of guts about them to talk about trying to do something with all this Benghazi stuff over there, and they should have had enough of guts in the past already to go ahead.
That's right, of course. But John Boehner's an old drunk, and he has no guts. That's why he's Speaker of the House. It's the Peter Principle. The less competent you are, the higher up you go in the Republican pyramid. And if you're really bad and weak and have no guts, what you do is you fold laundry, carry your wife's pocketbook, and run for the presidency like Romney did. You want to mark my words? If I was a betting man, which I'm not, I would say the odds are very high that they're going to run Romney again. Yeah, I know you say, no, you're kidding. No, they'll run Romney again. Why? Because his fundraising machine is in place, and they want a Democrat to win. The internationalists want another Democrat to win. Line two, you're on the Savage Nation. What's your name? What's your topic?
This is Susan. I know how to come to an end to all of this. Why don't we demand, and we're entitled to an audit on our tax money and where our stimulus money went. Why don't we demand in writing that they explain specifically where our...
All right, you made a very good point. They've never explained where they sent the trillion dollars in stimulus money. And I think it was $800 billion, wasn't it? Where did it go? Who got the money? Very good point. I'm just going to go down the list. It's that simple. Next, line six, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind, John, in Florida?
Yeah, it's I'm blind, and I listen to voices a lot. And if people can't see the way this guy's delivery changes, his tone changes, the way he mocks, in every speech it's a different tone.
What I'm getting at is he goes before an all African-American male audience at Morehouse College, and he tries to make them feel as though we're still living during the days of the antebellum South. And then he makes them feel like they're living through the days of the Jim Crow laws. And he tells them to feel like outsiders and to feel like they're marginalized. Does that serve them when they go out into the world?
Absolutely not. You sound
Well, that's what a politician does. A politician is known to change tempo and voice like that, okay? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
Hi, this is Mike Reagan. Folks ask me, what would Ronald Reagan do if he were with us today? I believe the first thing he'd do is stop Obamacare. Already it's in effect with higher taxes, hidden fees, skyrocketing insurance rates, big Medicare cuts, and some insurance plans are hit with a 40% tax. Protect yourself by getting the Obamacare Survival Guide. It's already a number one New York Times bestseller. Newsmax says it's the best guide to the new law, giving you the strategies, tips, and loopholes you need to know. If you're insured on Medicare, a business owner, a medical professional, just about anyone, you need this book. Get the number one bestseller, The Obamacare Survival Guide, at bookstores everywhere. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 off the cover price by going now to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
You used to be able to keep a foreign financial account secret from the IRS. No more. The IRS has found a way to force foreign financial institutions to report you. Failure to disclose foreign income and assets could lead to long-term imprisonment and loss of more than everything you'll ever have.
If you have unreported foreign income and assets, there are a variety of options, not just the current amnesty program, that could benefit you. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in obtaining results in international tax law cases. This is an extremely complex area of law, and my team of tax attorneys and CPAs have the international tax experience you need. If you wait until the government contacts you, it could mean heavy fines and even prison time. Call us before it's too late.
Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Alarming signs. Are you watching for them? Before the Great Depression, there were alarming signs. Before the 2008 Great Recession, there were early indicators. If you miss those, pay attention. Today's economic warnings couldn't be more clear. Federal debt is $16 trillion, and in 8 years, is projected to hit $22 trillion, enough to bankrupt the country. While our currency is being debased, China, Russia, India, and others are stockpiling gold to prepare. Can your family afford another financial loss of 20, 30, even 40%? Get informed. Protect your assets right now. Call Lear Capital and request a free copy of the special report, Rising Debt and Record Gold Ahead.
800-445-1099. 800-445-1099. 800-445-1099. 800-445-1099.
Mark Levin.
That even pisses me off more than conservative women not defending conservatives.
Weekdays at 3.
Just sit there and watch, smile.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
What? Let's go to the callers. Rick on WABC. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yeah, Michael, the Senate and the Congress passed a bill that allows them to inside trade again. Obama signs it. There's no Rose Garden ceremony or whatever. You got to check. How do you buy the Congress? In order to go after Obama or in order to go after Holder, you need the Congress. You can't buy the Congress with money anymore since App Scam. So how do you buy them? You buy them with inside information. You check.
So are you suspecting that the Congress people are having relatives and friends trade on their behalf?
No, I'm not suspecting. I'm swearing to it.
Okay. No, I just wanted to back it up a tad. So they're all scamming on the inside trades. They're getting inside information. Well, look, in my opinion, and it's only one man's opinion, Warren Buffett has made billions of dollars because he did Obama's bidding, and Obama gave him the leads on many big things. We know that. It looks to me clear up favoritism, doesn't it?
Yes, Michael, it's justice or the American way.
So, okay, I like your laugh. Do you feel that any of these scandals will lead to the overthrow of any of these despots? Yes or no?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely.
Why? What you're saying, because Congress has been bought out through inside trades is what you're suggesting, right?
Absolutely. Michael, in the late 70s, I worked with an organization out of the Organized Crime Strike Force in the Eastern District. And we had a guy named Mo Weinberger that handed up the entire Congress. And we had to stop, okay, at Congressman Murphy, Harrison Williams, because could have gone them all, okay? They're dirty. You can't come into a job and make $80,000 or $180,000 today and walk out with $10 million when you're finished unless there's something happening.
Okay? Well, take a look at some of the senators. I mean, there's one particular senator from the Bay Area who's gone from a millionaire to almost a billionaire while in power, and she's the most liberal of them all. How does that work?
Yeah. And then, you know, you take little instances. I mean, you're talking about people allowing people to die. Are you aware that when Clinton was governor, he had four state troopers that worked with him, and they knew everything that was going on in his life? And when Clinton became the president, and he took them and put them on the ATF, and mysteriously, four state troopers died at Waco by friendly fire, and they were the same ones that came from Arkansas.
So I could see how you worked in the organized crime task force. Look, I love callers like this out of New York. I can hear by what you're saying you know what you're talking about, Rick, and I have the same cynicism that you do. But don't you think that the AP being really, really pissed off is going to change things a little bit?
They would have to call themselves liars, okay? If you check the language they use, okay, there's always something in there that gets them away from saying, I really didn't say it that way, okay?
So you think this is all going to blow over? You think it's all going to blow over?
I hope it doesn't. I hope there is somebody out there blowing the whistle. You know, I've worked with organizations where when you come close, I won't give you the name of the organization because that'll be right at my door. But what happens is you go out and you're supposed to get the smaller guys because the smaller guys are the shield for the bigger guys. And if you go after the bigger guys, you get fired. I've done that twice.
So you're saying like in The Godfather, they get the buffers first, trying to lead up to Michael Corleone. That's what you're saying.
Absolutely. They're in position for that. I guarantee.
Yeah, but look, you know, what's amazing to me is that everyone has seen The Godfather probably 300 times, and they're watching a criminal enterprise run the country and they don't even acknowledge it. Does it look more like a government to you or like a gang?
It's definitely a gang, okay? And the thing that I'm confused about, I mean, does this guy really want to become communist and everything to become socialist? Or is this just a shade so they can steal all the money? While everybody is talking about socialism and ruining the country and he's going to give it over to the communists, they're stealing all the money.
Okay, no, I hear what you're saying. I get it. Of course that's true. But he's placating the far left by pretending to be on the socialist side. Would you acknowledge that, to keep them at bay?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, yeah, so he's throwing them a bone. He throws them the socialist bones. They eat it. They feel satisfied. Meanwhile, he's really in power to make sure that the enrichment continues amongst those who put him in power. So let's go to the next question. I'm a fan of gangster movies, as I've said. I have too fertile an imagination for my own good. I also love to watch The Sopranos. Did you ever watch that series on HBO?
Oh, always.
Okay, since you were in the Organized Crime Task Force, do you remember the segment about the Scatino bust out?
Oh, yeah, sure, absolutely.
Okay, the Scatino bust out was a neighbor, an Italian guy, no less, who they grew up with, who owns a big sporting goods store. He's a degenerate gambler. They tell him not to, but he gets into a private gambling den and with them. He loses in the game, and he loses the store. They take over the store. They bust it out. Once they move in, once the gang moves into the sporting goods store, they start selling the merchandise out the back door. They bust out his credit with airline tickets. Is that analogy inapt with regard to the administration we are looking at?
Absolutely. Definitely so.
It's an apt analogy. It applies or doesn't apply?
No, it does apply. And in fact, that was very, very close to the truth. I've seen situations where you go into a restaurant one day and you see familiar people, if you know what I mean, and they're running it. They get somebody hooked on drugs or hooked on gambling or whatever, and they take away their businesses. And that's all.
But here's the question, though. Did the food get better or worse?
Actually, the food got better.
Well, let me tell you something. If Obama would make the food better in America, maybe I wouldn't complain so much. But I think he's made the food worse.
Yeah. I don't want you to think I'm hanging up with you. I'm going to lose my battery power. So.
All right. Well, you're a great caller. You sound like a guy I used to know named Marty, who I haven't seen for 20 years. But New York is filled with so many wonderful Damon Runyon-esque characters named Marty, and they all listen to the Savage Nation. For some reason, the show rings true with them. So at the end of the day, we're all cynics. All of us Marty types who can see what's going on are also jaundiced and cynical. That although there's a real scandal called Benghazi Gate, Tap Gate, IRS Gate, at the end of the day, because Obama is the anointed one, and because he's a man of color, and Eric Holder's a man of color, they will be protected. They will be protected straight up from the top to the bottom.
Savage.
It's Michael Savage. You know me. You know I don't mince words. Sure, people may not always agree with me, but it's hard to not agree with being prepared for natural disasters, blackouts, extreme weather, and even unemployment. Look, people, you can't always avoid emergencies, but you can do what I do. Go to wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit wisefoodstorage.com/savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Star Talk 560 KSFO. Night has fallen across Oklahoma, but in the suburbs of Oklahoma City, laid waste by a powerful tornado, search and rescue operations continue. The official death toll stands at 51, but officials say that's expected to rise. More than 140 people are being treated at two area hospitals, half of them children. A Belmont man faces drugs and explosive charges after police say they found 50 M80-type explosives at his home. Police search Adam DeSambiaggio's home after finding 400 oxycodone pills, some marijuana, and $1,200 in cash in a car carrying Dessen Biagio and another man. Taking a look at the roadways, had an earlier accident upper deck of the Bay Bridge. That looks like has cleared due to slow traffic on the lower deck where there was a stall in the S-curve as well. And now we have road work going in Oakland, southbound 880 at Fruitvale. I'm Dave Hawkes, South Talk 560 KSFO.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-282-3097 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-282-3097. 800-282-3097.
Don't mind me. I'll just sit here quietly while you drive. Hey, so how many miles you got on this baby? Kind of a lot, huh? I'll be quiet. You know what doesn't have six-figure mileage on it? Every Honda-certified used car. Yeah, Beach is a well-maintained late-model Honda. Each gets a grueling 150-point inspection, too. And I'll stop talking. Hey, this is where I get out anyway. So yeah, Honda-certified used cars. Next best thing to new. Just saying.
How does Arizona get to be the leader of the other 49? By creating the country's most competitive business environment.
Named a best state for business, Arizona is tempting California companies like never before.
With unmatched job growth and an unbeatable quality of life.
Corporate giants Intel, Avnet, and Boeing are thriving in Arizona.
Because when it comes to success,
Arizona's aggressive pro-business legislation mean record relocations.
Arizona is all business. Join us at ArizonaKnowHow.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv is America's number one acne system because it's fast and gentle, and it's all about prevention. So, stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? With Proactiv, you can heal your acne and help prevent new breakouts. Right now, in this radio area, we're looking for just 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactiv works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try Proactiv 100% risk-free for 60 days. And we're giving away our amazing dark spot corrector, free and yours to keep, just for participating. With dark spot corrector, it's like your breakouts were never even there. Be one of the 50 people to complete the 100% risk-free trial and get a free dark spot corrector. Supplies are limited, and this offer ends soon, so call now. 1-800-669-5252. That's 1-800-669-5252. 1-800-669-5252.
Coming up on the next morning show, scandals abound. Perfect Fair on a ticked-off Tuesday. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
This is the Savage Nation. 8554. We're having open mic-to-mic screening, and so far it's not that much better than the screen call. But I kind of like it because I don't know what people are going to say. So take a shot, 855-400-7282. We'll try it a little bit longer. Line 7, you're next up. Frank in Mississippi, what's on your mind? I can see it on the board.
Okay. For one, Obama was never disadvantaged by his race. If you read his first book, first chapter, first paragraph, here it goes. I have no use for my mother's people. They have nothing to offer me. I'm a black man. If you have enough intelligence to see this, people, he is a racist. That's all.
But I would say that Obama was, in fact, advantaged by his race. That is how the greases, that is how the skids were greased for him. In other words, he used race to get where he is, and now he's still trying to use race to stay where he is. I rest my case. I'm offended by it personally. There are other people who use tragedies, historic tragedies, to their advantage or to raise money. And I mean, it's going to be a sensitive thing what I'm about to say. And I will say it anyway. There are many liberal Jewish groups in America that constantly harp on the Holocaust. It occurred. It was horrible. 6 million Jews were killed by the Nazis. And yet there are people who never suffered from the Holocaust, who constantly use the Holocaust as a rallying point to try and raise funds. I find that equally despicable, frankly. It's the same as what Obama is doing here. He's not unique in this. I can go down the list of other people, because if you read Animal Farm, you'll find out how it works. Always refer back to the darkest chapter in the history of a certain, let's say, population, and try to rally the people around that. For the Basque people, I suppose it would be Guernica. I don't know who raises funds based upon the bombing of Guernica by the Nazi Stukas and the Spanish Republican Guard, as it were, but I suppose that some would. There's always going to be demagogues, that's where the word demagogue came from, who try to stir up the passions of audiences based upon injustices that they themselves have never experienced. I don't know how else to put it. Let's go to ABC, WABC in New York. Robert, I can see you're calling about this topic. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Michael, I'm calling. I'm a young college guy. In 2008, I voted for Barack Obama. And, you know, partially because, you know, everybody was excited, the idea of having a black president. Since then, I've come a long way. I would consider myself a conservative and a Republican now. My question is, what can young college guys and gals do to get more politically involved? We do a lot on social media, but I think that's really where the line draws. And what else can we do to help shape this country for the better?
I think you've hit the nail on the head. The social media is apparently the area that people of your generation look for news, views, and reviews. They don't look at the newspapers, obviously. I don't think they've ever seen a newspaper. I don't think they even go to websites for news in your generation. Is that correct?
Now we just use the internet.
No, and I'll bet that your generation doesn't listen to talk radio. Is that true?
Well, I do now, since last week.
As of now, only because of Obama's... which one of the three scandals is the one that attracted your attention?
Well, the first thing that caught my eye was Benghazi, and it just struck me, you know, how could we just let Americans die and not do anything about it, and then go ahead and lie to the faces of Americans, to the parents of these people? And that struck me at first, but then when I saw the IRS thing, and I'm thinking, you know, they're purposely trying to stop people from standing up against them and the things that they're doing, it just drives me crazy. I don't understand.
Robert, let me ask you something. Don't you hear from liberals who snicker and say, I'm glad they targeted conservatives, they deserve it? I'll bet you've heard that by now.
I have, yes.
Uh-huh. See, I know the Zeitgeist to the left. They're fascists at their heart. They're probably snickering and say, you know what? They deserved it. They should do it more. As far as I'm concerned, you should put them all in jail. Let them all go to hell. Screw the conservatives. They got what they deserved. If it was up to me, I'd put them all in jail. The heck with them. They should all be in jail just for not supporting this great president. Isn't that their real inner attitude, Robert?
Yeah, well, what makes me crazy?
See, Mike knows everything. Old Savage knows everything. Just ask him. So I'm going to ask you, let's start with the IRS. No, let's start with the phone tapping. No, let's start with the IRS. No, I'm sorry. Let's start with the phone tapping. No, no, let's start with Benghazi and the cover-up. No, no, wait. Let's see. Was it Benghazi, IRS, or the phone tapping scandal? Who's leaking it all at once? See, no one's following the real bounce. You see three balls are bouncing right now and hitting Obama. He can't keep up with them. He's playing multiple games, and they're all starting to balls. He's losing control of the balls. They're bouncing all over the court. He can't keep control of them. So the question is, who's throwing these balls at him? They're all coming at once. Why? Because behind the scenes, in my opinion, nothing happens by accident. My supposition, my belief is that there's a true patriot who is doing this because he knows how dangerous Holder and Obama have become. And there are things we haven't even learned yet about what they have done and what they're doing or what they're planning on doing that will destroy us permanently. This is like 7 days in May. This guy is demilitarizing the country at an alarming rate. He is destroying virtually every institution that has any freedom associated with it as quickly as he can, and he's doing it with vigor and glee and joy, and he's getting away with it because of the, as I call it, the Fourth Estate became the Fifth Column. Now they realize how dangerous this administration is. Do you think these scandals came by accident? Let's start with the bigger picture. Do you think that they all broke around the same time by accident. No. There's no way it could have happened by accident. Somebody is trying to warn America, and somebody's, I think somebody on the inside is doing this. That's my opinion. I don't know who it is. I don't have any way to know. I don't know if we'll ever know. But somebody is doing the world a service. But this will only become a service if one of the major tyrants is impeached, indicted, or arrested. See, they won't do that they're exposed. They have to be arrested, and they have to be tried. That's what has to happen. You don't think the IRS scandal came from the very top? You don't think Benghazi Gate came from the top? You don't think the tapping of reporters came from the top? Are you kidding me? What world do you live in? You think it was some rogue agents who did this? Some rogue, low-level bureaucrat who's going to risk his or her pension or career? It doesn't work that way. It's like a military organization. It's like a police department. Does a cop do what he wants? He has to go through the captain. The captain has to go through the commissioner. Commissioner has to go through the mayor. They don't work on their own. They don't work. No one works on their own in an organization, whether it be a political, military, or you name the organization. It comes from the top down. So whether or not he gave the direct orders on lying about Benghazi, targeting conservative groups through the Internal Revenue Service, or now this latest revelation, which is just beyond belief, abuse of power has a meaning. I mean, Lord Acton wrote it, power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Obama has had absolute power. So he's felt empowered by his absolute power, and he's been totally corrupted by it. Because no one's ever said, you can't do that. No one's ever said, you shouldn't do that. No one's ever said boo to this guy. This man has had the world laid before him from the time, as I can tell, since he's very young. For some reason, they said to him, God selected you, you're the anointed one. You know, we don't have to go down the list and get totally into the hyperbole here. I can do that pretty good. But there's no need to do it. He acts as though he himself is a demigod. Let's put it in those terms. And as you well know, he thinks he's above the law. Do you think that this will eventually crumble the administration? So I have a couple, I mean, I could ask you questions, or you just want to vent on this? Somebody's not eating dinner tonight because they're so upset. Somebody in America is listening to this show who said, I can't believe it's gotten this bad all at once. How could this be happening to this great man? Is it because, is he being picked on because he's not white? Do you think they're picking on this poor, honest man who simply wants to make America progressive? Do you think that's why this is happening? Him and poor Holder are being picked on because they're men of color? Is that what this really is? Evil white males trying to bring down the most honest administration in American history? Well, according to some, that's the actual reality. But that's what we have to deal with. We're open for business, 85. I don't want to just turn it into a an anger fest here on the Savage Nation. I think I'm going to mix it up a little bit since it's Blue Monday. Not tornado talk. I don't want to do tornado talk. You know, I feel bad in a way for people who die who are innocents, but I don't know anybody there. I don't know what happened. It's just an act of nature. What can you say about it? If it was a bomb, then we could talk about how they got in the country. Why did the FBI not stop them? Why did the Department of Homeland Security not do anything to Boston? You forgot that already. And the reason the news is going crazy over the tornadoes is not because it's not a story. It is. It's because they're trying to wipe the scandals off the headlines. 855-400-7282 is the phone number in the Savage Nation. I'll be right back. 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
Valid on owner-occupied $417,000 loan amount at 80% LTV with inbounds. Advertised rate is 120 monthly payments of $9.43 per thousand. Not all applicants will qualify. Rates and terms may change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations under the Residential Mortgage Lending Act. License 413-1117. NMLS 6606. Equal housing lender.
Are you paying more than 2.5% fixed on your mortgage? If you are, then this message is for you. I'm Rick Arviello, president of New American Funding, and our goal is simple. We want to save you money. Right now, New American Funding, get a 2.5% 10-year fixed rate mortgage. Since we are the decision maker, we can offer you a legit 2.5% fixed rate and APR. 0 points, zero fees, zero closing cost loan for a purchase or refinance. These rates are not going to last. Call now, keep your monthly payments low, and own your home free and clear in as little as 10 years.
Call New American Funding at 888-978-4352. 888-978-4352. 888-978-4352.
Hi folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you've suffered a stroke, brain injury, or had brain surgery, and you still have balance and coordination deficits, walking problems, and can't use your arm or leg, Neurological Rehab Center can help. Their innovative treatment can dramatically improve your mobility. There is hope you can improve your recovery. Give them a call to schedule a free consultation. See if they can help you. 916-630-8916. That's 916-630-8916. Neurological Rehab Center.
What's better than winning 2 world championships in 3 years? How about 2 world championships and a free special edition Giants cap from AAA when you get an auto, home, or life insurance quote? With AAA's famous personal service, you'll feel like a champ.
Marty Leary here for AAA. Get a quote now and receive a free special edition World Champions Giants cap. Visit your local branch, call 1-800-JOIN-AAA, or go to AAA.com/SFGiants. One offer per household while supplies last. Offer ends May 31st. Restrictions apply.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? You don't understand.
Weekdays 9 to noon on Hot Talk 560 KSMO.
Now think about it. For black men in the 40s and the 50s, the threat of violence, the constant humiliations, large and small, the uncertainty that you could support a family, the gnawing doubts born of a Jim Crow culture,
like you would
that
know.
Told you every day that somehow you were inferior.
Oh,
the
get off it.
The temptation to shrink from the world, to accept your place, to avoid risks, to be afraid. That temptation was necessarily strong.
You just heard the low point of the presidency. How do you feel about President Obama peddling Jim Crow prejudice? The days of prejudice during Jim Crow were horrible. How do you feel about President Obama peddling the days of Jim Crow prejudice to a new generation of African-American college grads? It's a simple question. Did you hear what he just did? Here is a president wrapping himself in the horrible 40s when these laws were in place. He, of course, wasn't born. He, of course, never suffered a day in his life. He, of course, was raised by a white grandmother. He, of course, had everything handed to him on a silver platter. He, of course, went to a private high school. He, of course, went to Columbia. He, of course, had the skids greased for him. But he's suddenly in the same pain as the men of the 1940s. Play it again in case they missed it on the Savage Nation.
Now think about it. For black men in the 40s and the 50s, the threat of violence, the constant humiliations, large and small, the uncertainty that you could support a family, the gnawing doubts born of a Jim Crow culture that told you every day that somehow you were inferior, the temptation to shrink from the world, to accept your place, to avoid risks, to be afraid, That temptation was necessarily strong.
Oh, you should be embarrassed, but a man like you has no shame. That's an embarrassment, frankly. You know, I've met African-American guys in their 30s from time to time. I don't meet many people. And they say to me they don't like hearing any of this. They don't want to hear any of this race baiting from the Jesse Jacksons and such. Now they're hearing it from the president, now that he's in trouble. Terrible tornado, by the way, today rages through Oklahoma, kills a lot of people. And, of course, the media is all over it. Do you think that that's a national story in the same sense as the Boston Marathon bombings by two Muslims who slipped through the fingers of the FBI, the CIA, and the Department of Homeland Security? Well, some could argue it's not as big a story. Others would argue it is a bigger story, and others would not understand why it's a bigger story, the tornadoes, that is. That's because they're covering up for Obama's scandals. It's that simple. Here's another story for you. Here's an interesting one. A waitress had a customer in a Steak and Shake, you know, low-end restaurant. I don't even know what a steak burger, whatever, whoever still eats them. I hope it's near a cardiologist. Steak and Shake waitress scores $446 tip on a $6 check. So it caught my eye because I wanted to ask you, if you're a server, you can't say waiter, you have to say server. If you're a server today, what is the largest tip you ever got? And who are the worst tippers by, not by race, we can't do that. Who are the worst tippers by profession? I understand doctors are the worst. But then I hear that lawyers are even worse. Now, this goes to taxi drivers in New York as well. They're usually good callers. I like those kinds of calls. I'm sick and tired of the Obama stuff. We know what he is already. He's a demagogue, a race baiter, a scandal monger, a money grubber, and an all-around incompetent. But other than that, I have nothing to say about him. So let's do some human interest stuff. If you're a server, what is the largest tip you ever got? If you're a taxi driver or in the service industry, who are the absolute worst tippers? Now, this is tied to an actual news story. The news story is the one about Puck, Wolfgang Puck, who is allegedly a chef. I don't know who he is, and I know who he is. He once had a restaurant in San Francisco. I went in, big deal. I never understand these kinds of restaurants to begin with. I'm a basic kind of eater. If the food's good, I know it's good. Here, New York Post. Wolfgang Puck catering firm slammed for skimming tips. One of the highest earning chefs is nickel and diming his staff, according to a class action lawsuit filed in Manhattan Supreme Court yesterday. A Wolfgang Puck catering company was allegedly sticking venues like Irving Plaza and the Gramercy Theater with a 22% service charge and then denying its bartenders and servers tips the suit states. The company has a contract with events giant Live Nation and blah, blah, blah. And they, you know, they do the background. They do the... The Austrian-born celebrity chef is worth $20 million, according to Forbes. And they say that he keeps the tips on these big venues. The legal papers say any charge for service or food service is a charge purported to be a gratuity and therefore must be paid over to service employees. Sticking clients with a service charge and failing to pass along the fee to servers violates state and federal law. So this is interesting. I don't know whether he did it or not, but it's an interesting story from the point of view of bad tippers. You know what I'm saying? Not dead in the water again. It's a weird month. I don't care. I can keep going. I got loads of callers. I'll start reading my horoscope instead. Yeah, horoscope, Aries. Your time is too precious to waste on people who enjoy causing trouble. So if someone tries to provoke you this week, just turn your back and walk away. The sun in Gemini urges you not to take life too seriously. Oh, really? That's right. I shouldn't take life too seriously. Just become a laid-back retiree. These are such garbage, these horoscopes. But I like the first part of it. Your time is too precious to waste on people who enjoy causing trouble. So if someone tries to provoke you this week, just turn your back and walk away. That would be like everyone. I would say that would be everyone I talk to this week. If someone tries to provoke you this week, just turn your back and walk away. Is it any wonder I'm a semi-recluse who lives with a dog? Is it any wonder I don't go out? Is it any wonder I went out Saturday night and I'll never go again? Is it any wonder I went to a black tie event and will never go to another one? Is it any wonder I didn't want to go because I knew it would be bad? Is it any wonder that it was filled with fraudulent liberals? Is it any wonder that I was ready to give them a big check and never give them another dime? Is it any wonder that I don't go to these places because my time is too precious to waste on people who enjoy causing trouble? And so I don't go to these events. John in Ohio, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yes, Mr. Savage. I used to work in a gentleman's club in Cleveland, know all about the tipping industry. As a floor host, what I would do is provide gentlemen essentially with company, essentially. And athletes are horrible tippers.
Oh, really? Despite the rock star status they're afforded, they don't give any the no tips to the girls?
Yes, professional athletes, horrible tippers. Movie star, we had I got the privilege of seeing some movie stars and television stars, small screen, excellent tippers, as well as married men, of course, are excellent tippers in my lineup. Because
when you say gentleman's club, you mean a strip club?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, all right, they exist. I'm not going to knock it. I'm not a moralist. I don't see them hurting anybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
In fact, you could argue that they actually take the pressure off people so they don't hurt anybody.
Burlesque has been in business forever.
No, I'm not going to moralize on it. The clubs exist. I don't see them hurting anybody. In fact, I think it takes the pressure off some marginal men and keeps them from hurting somebody in some cases. You could argue a strip club is a healthy outlet, couldn't you?
It's better than marijuana.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, marijuana is a toxic poison that we understand, which is why the government's pushing it right now in order to dumb the nation down even further. So who are the best tippers? Married men?
Forgive me, sir, for interrupting. I apologize. But
no. Who are the best tippers by profession? Are doctors good tippers or bad?
Doctors are good tippers, yes, absolutely. And again, it goes by...
What about lawyers? You're in Ohio. What about lawyers from, like, scammy lawyers from New York who come out on a class action case? I would imagine they're bad tippers.
Lawyers, you know, it could go either way, to be honest with you. It could go either way. You know, it really depends.
So you can't generalize about lawyers and tips. I'd like to hear from a New York cabbie. I haven't had one of them. They usually listen to the show.